fuck you, bloody!
104.4 FM. Bigot Radio. Radio.
Every saint could be a sinner. When the finger's on the trigger, I gave an inch, you take a life, it's do or die. They tried to drown me in the drama, and now I'm swimming with piranhas. Yeah, pay me dry, I won't survive, but that's alright. You're just evil. Just a single fucking one of y'all. Yeah. It's like I can't keep them away from me. Could change my name and my identity. But either way, there's no escape. It's all the same. So shame shift into something wicked. Show us all that feeling that you hide inside. And twisting knives, friendly but lethal, like the devil in disguise, hiding in plain sight. You're just evil people. You're all just evil people. Cracking smiles and twisting knives, friendly but lethal, like the devil in disguise.
Just a single fucking one of y'all.
Listening to Bigot Radio with your host, Jeremy McKenzie.
Burn it all down, blow it all up.
Is it working? It's working. Good job, Phil. You did it. know what that even is.
There's a bullet and it carries my name.
Good evening, it's a late evening. Why am I so low to the ground? He's always moving around. Cameras are moving around. It's Friday evening. How are you guys doing? Welcome back. Let's just give up on doing these live. I should just upload them. Throw it anyway. Always throw it anyway. What do you think, Phil? You got bullets? There's bullets out there.
Anybody can get one.
Would you like a bullet, Agent Starling? How you guys doing? Welcome back again. Sorry, it's late, but, you know, I don't really care. I just can't. The time, man. There's not enough time for anything anymore. The run of a day. You know, shit that's going on. I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I really don't feel like doing this right now. I have absolutely nothing in the tank at all. I have nothing to say. I don't care at all about too much. And not really sure where to go after that. That's pretty much just, that's it. That's basically what I have this evening. It's just so exhausting. I'll think of something eventually, but might be a lot of awkward silence. And I mean, it's not awkward for me. I don't care. I live here. I'm sitting here regardless. So, I mean, you guys can do what you want, but I'm going to be here doing this, talking to myself. Oh, what happened today? Nothing really. Nothing more than usual. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, guys. I got how many years have I been doing this now? 6, 7, something like that. How many times can you just say the same thing over and over and over and over, year after year after year, and it nobody gets it, you know? I used to think that most people just had like a communication problem. Either outward, incoming, mixer of both, but they just don't have the right information, are not hearing things the right, you know, it's like speaking a different language sometimes, but I always kind of assumed or hoped, I guess, that if you just connect with people the right way, most of them are reasonable and good. Like morally good. Which isn't easy to do. Most people think they're good people. But they aren't. And it's not a communication problem. And it's not a honesty problem or an effort problem. The problem is that a lot of people are just shit. They're bad. They're bad people. And they deserve bad things to happen to them. And when bad things happen to them, so who cares? That's what you get. You're a piece of shit. That's most people. Because it's hard to be good. Be a good person. It's actually difficult. People will look to take advantage of you and walk all over you and use you. And you just have to endure that and accept that as a consequence of that's what happens of trying to be the good guys. That's one thing. And we live in a very evil world, especially Canada. Canada is exceptionally evil. And people will be like, oh, well, it's better here than where, than when. Because it's not very good. And I think people just don't want to look. They like the distractions. Doom scrolling the other day, and I found it's a great TV show I used to watch. Mr. Robot. Anybody ever watch that one? I think it got dumb and retarded towards the end. I think I lost interest after. I think it got... It's one of those shows that had a great concept and then wrote itself into a corner, didn't really know where it was going, and just kind of lost the plot of itself and fell apart. But the one of the main characters, the main character of the show there, I can't remember his name. Just is very disillusioned with society for a lot of the same reasons I and many other people are. But it, earlier in the show, I think probably the first season or something, and I think he's supposed to be seeing a psychiatrist or something, and the scene kind of plays out where he just goes on kind of a rant, but and it's in his head, and in reality he doesn't say anything, and he just quietly says nothing. She asks him what's wrong, and he says nothing, but in his head, I think he started talking about like fake and gay elections, because it doesn't matter who you vote for, it hasn't been a long time. If it mattered who you voted for, they wouldn't let you do it, Mark Twain said. I tend to agree, because you and I, the peasant people, we're not allowed to make decisions about anything that actually matters. We're like children. You can decide what kind of ice cream we're going to get when we go through the drive-thru, or which of these two pre-selected movies you'd like to watch, or something like that, to that effect. That's essentially the amount of freedom and independence we have. But he kind of says, we choose this. We choose it every day. We vote all the time with, as he says, and I've said, and lots of people, with your money, with your time, with your energy, what you do. And what are you doing? What are most people doing? They're staying distracted. Their life is centered around being distracted from how fucking miserable it is everywhere. The biggest industries there are is distractions. Not exploration, not sciences, not creativity, not building anything. Distractions. What do you need distractions for if everything's so great? What's the NFL worth right now? How many of these giant sports leagues and franchises and video games and movies and TV shows and franchises and be a fun exercise for all these people, especially the men. They consider themselves men. If you took away all of the distractions, all of like the leisure time, activity, hobby kind of shit, what's left of your life? If you take all the sports ball away and all the video games away and all this stuff away, what's left of you? What are you? What do you do with yourself, with your time, with your life? Is it masturbating? Like, what is it? Most of them have nothing. They'd rather choose to stay distracted. And obviously, we're not mice and we're not rats. We're far more advanced and developed and sophisticated and more capable than that. But we are a life form on this planet, like everything else. And things that are alive here tend to follow certain patterns of behavior and choices in similar circumstances. So that's why they do a lot of these kinds of experiments and things. And one of them, I was just reminded of recently, I think Morgan may have brought it up. It was the mouse utopia. You ever hear about this one? So they had two different sets of mice in this experiment. One of them had everything they could want. All of their needs are taken care of, like a utopia, right? There's plenty of other mice to mate with and party with, and there's everything to eat. There's all kinds of things to do and run around and climb on and all these different things. But it's in a cage. It is yeah, I mean, everything you need is in there, and all the kinds of joys and entertainment and everything you could in a cage. And the other set did not have all of these niceties and conveniences. But it wasn't a cage. It was a much, much wider, much bigger, much more open environment where the mice would have to, you know, work a lot harder and fend for themselves and, you know, live as they were intended to. And in both of these scenarios, they were given drugs. I can't remember if it was in the water or the food or something, but there was a mechanism for which they could get high on, I think it was morphine. Might have been cocaine. It might have been something like that. Some sort of powerful opiate or narcotics or something. And the ones that had everything in a cage, all of them just wanted to do drugs all the time until they died. They would refuse to eat. They wouldn't even eat, even though it was everywhere. It was available. Food's right there. They're starving to death because they're just, all they want is drugs. The other ones didn't do that because they had a life to live. These ones have nothing to do. They're just existing in a cage with no real purpose and no reason to live, and they're just numbing it with drugs. Kind of like most people are doing right now. I don't even want to count or try to count how many different pills and prescriptions are out there now. How many people are drunk all the time. Even weed. You know, they sell it at the liquor store. And it's not like in the 80s or the 90s. It's like 10, 20 times more powerful than anything ever used to be. And that's not enough. Now we've got, what's it called? Shatter, this oil, it's like the Trenbolone of marijuana, right? And this is like, oh, okay, so that's not enough. You need to get, and there's more than that. It's just more intense, more powerful, more all the time. There's never enough. Now there's fentanyl in everything, including marijuana. It's in everything. It makes everything more addictive. It drives profits for the dealers and the organized crime people. Fielding this to everyone. I don't know how much longer we can go without this place just falling apart. It's pretty fallen apart. But to the point that you can't reliably, I mean, maybe it's now. It is for that guy in Toronto and probably many other people I've never even heard of, that you can't count on the police to come help you if you need them, or an ambulance to arrive, or you might as well flip a coin. You might be on your own. You might not. Don't know. That didn't used to be the case. It is now. And when I said that 5, 6 years ago, when we first started doing this, oh, I'm crazy. Okay. I wish I was. Because I could just be all pilled up and living in video game world and without a care. And it's, I don't know how to break that addiction. I think for a lot of these people, it's too late and they can't be helped. They've lived their whole lives very soft and entitled, inconvenienced, and it just, they're never going to change. They're addicted, just like those mice. They are hopelessly addicted to convenience and comfort and hearing what they want to hear and seeing what they want to see. And, they'll starve to death on lies before they ever take a bite of the truth. The mice did. And it's not even that they're ignorant. Like, you had the chance, you know, you were, there was never going to be a bigger wake up call. And I'm sure that was it. I think kid time is over. I think the kid gloves are coming off here soon. When we went through this tyrannical COVID period, everybody got a taste of what goes on up there as far as our ruling class is concerned. And for a little while, for a minute, most of the people were, probably 60% of the country. Most of the country was unified against this, at least in spirit, against this behavior. It's a very anti-Canadian behavior. This is not what we do. Nothing about our government, our institutions are Canadian at all. We're under enemy occupation. For a minute, everybody kind of seemed like it was like the illusion had glitched out for a minute. Everyone was like, what the? You know, they were watching Peppa Pig, and then for 4 straight minutes, it was just some brutally violent R-rated movie. And then back to Peppa Pig. Oh, it's over. I'm going to pretend I didn't see that and go back to the way things were. And that's what everyone did. That's what almost everyone did, especially the ones that made money and improved their own individual position on clout, on clicks, on headlines, on videos, on streaming, on all this kind of shit about how corrupt everything was, how bad the government is, and oh man, this COVID stuff and blah, blah. And now they're out there campaigning for the very same people that had a hand in murdering thousands of our citizens and robbing us and inflicting indignities upon our families that I don't think I'll live long enough to process fully how disgusting that was. But it's more exciting. It's more entertaining. It's a nice, fun distraction to get really worked up and involved in my voting, my electioning. A lot of these people will agree with you, too. If you could sit down and get them one-on-one and lay it out logically. I haven't come to any of these conclusions based on hysteria or emotions or anything like that. Much the opposite, actually. It was my emotions and that were fighting it, fighting my logic for years. You can get them alone and you can, you know, show them. Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's pretty corrupt. We are in bad shape. But then as soon as the machine clicks on, the lights turn on and the machine starts spinning around. It's like being at the carnival. All the buskers and grifters start yelling about all the stuff they're selling. Immigration here. We got immigration over here. Over here. More immigration here. 2 for 1. 2 for 1. You can get 2 citizenships for the price of 1. 2 citizenships to Canada for the price of 1. Step right up. And they just forgot about all of it. And there they go to the carnival. Again. There they are cheering on Stephen Harper. Like he didn't commit treason and sell this country out 15 years ago. All the things that these people are complaining. Oh, the libs are tyrannical. And they did this and they did that. And they did all of these things on the back of legislation and laws and changes that Harper made when he was prime minister. I'm going to sue the government. No, you're not. No one wins that game. They literally make the rules, kid. They make the rules. It's their game. You think you could beat them by playing their game? But that's not even it. They don't even believe that. Once again, small room, doors and windows closed, pull up a couple of chairs face to face, gun to your head. Do you really believe that? Nah. What's really going on is bargaining. It's for weak people. It's what weak people do. You always look for an excuse, another reason to not do something or to keep doing something, like drinking maybe. They're bargaining, all these people in the middle. They think that they can just
vote.
If we just get the lids out. This is like having your legs torn off while you're laying there in a mess thinking, if I have some multivitamins, I'll probably be okay. It's always easier to just believe the story. That's why they tell it to you. Easier than accepting what's true. Not a good story. You're not going to want to like it. You're not going to want to hear it. You're not going to like to hear it. But they're just bargaining. They'd rather pretend and they'd rather think, oh, well, we'll get the libs out and we'll vote and then we'll make some minor tweaks. We'll replace all of these criminal, horrible people who deserve to be in prison for the rest of their lives until they are dead. And then their bones should remain chained up in there as a monument forever. We put a little plaque next to their fucking black skeletons. We'll just replace them with equally terrible people. And they're going to make some minor adjustments. And all of this devastation will reverse quickly because we've made a slight adjustment. No, see, this is the same kind of bargaining you hear from people with drug addictions and liquor problems, or maybe they're just fat. They want to believe and they want to think that they can get away with way less than anything close to difficulty. Like, oh, I went for a 20-minute walk today, and I didn't even have that muffin I normally get when I have my coffee, so I'm really working hard. I'm going to lose 100 pounds, and I walked for 20 minutes, and I skipped one muffin. In reality, you've done 1% of the work you need to do, and you think you're basically done already. People will do this for a week or two, maybe even a month, and go, oh, I've been doing it for, I haven't noticed any difference. I guess I'm just like this. I'm just body positive now. I've put in virtually no effort, and I can't believe I haven't gotten all the results I've ever wanted, so that means I'm going to just stop. It's sad to watch people choose the drugs. Like waking up and sobering up and attacking what's in front of you with everything you got is really the only chance you have at any kind of life. Because otherwise it's just a distract. You're just a distraction. Your whole life was working at some job, if you have one. You're lucky enough to still have one that you probably hate to be at. And that's 5-6 days a week, probably most of the week. So 8-hour, 12-hour days. My dad worked a 12-hour back shift his whole life. There's half your day. And then you need to sleep 7 hours at least. There's 19 hours So you got a few hours left, you eating, showering, right? We're running it down. So you might have a couple hours to yourself a day when you're not working at something that you would rather not be doing and has no real... Because why? Because you need the money. What do you need the money for? Well, you need the money so that the government can have money so we can send your money to Africa or Pakistan. And then you might get a day or two off a week where you can get drunk and do drugs and watch movies and TV shows and video games to distract yourself from how shitty your life is. And that's easier for people than giving up the drugs, I guess. They like their distractions. They need their distractions. And they'll fight anyone who's trying to demonstrate for them how they're killing themselves. I mean, literally in a lot of cases. That's okay, because the right people are all getting rich, richer than they've ever been. Every city councilor, mayor, provincial legislative assembly member, federal parliament, seat holder, every one of them are doing very well. They're all very well paid. They're really well taken care of. Pays well to be the middleman between the big money vampires and you. Like used car salesmen. That's kind of their job, is to get your money to them. And if they're good at getting your money to them, they get a reward. Hey, good doggy, good little boy. You could be prime minister soon. I just don't know how... I would almost forgive people a little more. I was just thinking, like, comparatively to, like, say, like, to the 20s or something, right? We're more to blame. Back then, there wasn't screens, and the monster didn't have access to your eyes and ears 24/7 like it does now. You can't have a life without you. You need one of these now. You can't not have one of these fucking things. It's impossible. You don't have the app? App? What? We're basically cyborgs. But amidst all of these distractions and time sucks and everything, what is a lot of it? It's a lot of, like I said, movies and games and TV shows and stories. I mean, yeah, about what? A lot of the more compelling ones are about people struggling against some kind of oppression or tyranny or, you know, freeing themselves of some kind of cage. Or it all resonates with people. They all really like it, and they eat their popcorn and their candy, and they sit there and they eat it up and they love it. The real thing is happening to them right now, and they would rather live in the fantasy world. So I much easier to forgive people back then than the ones now. You're a caricature of yourself. It's right there in front of your face. They make fun of you in their own films and programming. And they don't even see it. They sit there and eat it up, and it's so like... It's so overwhelmingly bad. At times, and people don't know how bad it is. That's the real problem. And a lot of them never will, because they won't. They would rather be distracted. They would rather live in the fantasy world where we're going to get the libs out, which I don't think is going to happen. I think they're going to win. easily, perhaps, which is, again, you would hope would create some sort of existential crisis moment where the soul of the conservatives have to, like, look at themselves and go, what, how did we screw this up? Obviously, you don't live in reality anymore at that point, because what you're trying to do is not yielding the results that you think that they should. Like, if I, it's not glass, but if I took, if this was a glass bottle and I throw it as hard as I can at the wall, I expect it will break. Now, if I do this 5 or 6 times and it doesn't, anytime, it doesn't even crack, do I just keep doing that? Or do I now go, okay, either something's wrong with me or the bottle, or something is off here. Something's not making sense. Is this lined in plastic? Like, what's happened? I'm missing something. I don't know if they'll even do that. I think they'll just throw up their hands and whine and blame George Soros and say it was rigged and all this kind of stuff, and then and do nothing. Sorry, I wish I was a little more talkative. Processing all this shit that I've seen in the last couple of days. But on over here, you've got like a large crowd of people who are in insincere, genuine pain and suffering. And I mean, they live here too. This sucks. This place is going completely into a trash heap. And the people pretending that they're going to champion those folks I don't know if they're, I mean, grifters is a good word, but I think it's worse than that. I think it's like, are they con artists? Are they con men? Because let's look at the situation soberly for a minute here. Let's really examine some of the things that they've been saying and doing. I don't even know if I want to look at the numbers. Me and Morgan went through how much money are we has been stolen from us every year. Your eyes will bleed if you look at the numbers. But there is a very real sentiment. And I know it's real because the people who are not political really and never have been are sharing it, meaning it's made its way all the way down. It's permeated either all the way up or down from wherever it came from into the center, into the kind of general public. That sentiment is something's really, really wrong. And we feel like we're in danger. The country is in danger. It's becoming unstable and we have serious concerns for the future. You know, save Canada and all of that, right? That's not a 10 years ago. People would say you were crazy and they'd be like, well, you're being hysterical. You're being, you know, now it's, it's accurate. Okay. So that's a huge problem. This isn't, man, I might have to get a tooth pulled. This is, I may have stage 4 bone cancer. You know, like this is not survivable if true. And if it is true, we need to act very quickly and decisively. Not minor adjustments, right? And the people who are saying, yes, yeah, we're going to fix all of this. And how we're going to do that is by voting. We have a national security agency that is not Canadian. CSIS is not run by Canadians, for Canadians or for Canadian interests. I know you're listening. How many phones have you guys gone through of mine now? Like 5, right? 2 computers, 5 phones, and you're still doing what? Not dealing with the Chinese. They're building military bases here in Canada. Okay, I don't know if the NSA or the FBI or those people are listening, but that's probably something you guys should be aware of. In case Canada's not telling you that. I don't even know if they know. I don't even know if our people even know that. They're busy running around playing politics. Trying to put me in jail because they don't like me. Instead of doing their job, which is protecting the country from being ruined. Not doing a very good job at that. So CSIS is, they're gone. The RCMP, we've seen what they're all about. Haven't we? The military's been destroyed. Our military has been destroyed. It cannot do what its primary function is, defend the country. It can't do that. We don't have the manpower, the money, the resources, the troops, the weapons. It's all gone. It's all gone. They'll tell you all kinds of stories. They're lying. I'm not. We don't have a military. We are incapable of defending ourselves. Our national security agency no longer works for us. It works for the highest bidder, it seems. Our politicians are busy stealing hundreds of billions of dollars. There is, in the infrastructure contracts alone, $118 billion. Nobody knows where it went. You know how much $118 billion is? Like, you could buy the Maritimes. Like, cities worth of, like, try and wrap your head around it. And that's one example. We have so many people coming into this country that the only logical explanation is that this is intentional, being done intentionally to bring the country to ruin in advance of probably the digital ID, global currency, all of this consolidation of power by the state and so on. Because if you have a strong middle class, you don't really need a very powerful government because, you know, they don't need you that much. You're just there to kind of facilitate national defense, trade agreements, infrastructure projects, stuff like that. That's what the government's supposed to be. Not your fucking dad! Who steals from you? Haunted. Military's destroyed. Police compromised. National intelligence probably likely enemy controlled. Parliament foreign owned. Does this sound like we need a tooth pulled? Or maybe we have bone cancer, guys. What do you think? And so the conservatives' plan is we're going to give you $2,000 and say we're going to have longer jail sentences, but realistically we can't because there's nowhere to put them because the jails are over capacity. They're like at 130% capacity. The end. To me, there are two explanations for this. Neither of them are good. One, you're so incompetent and inept and detached from reality that you don't even, by the conservatives I'm talking about, that you don't even seem to have done the homework to actually internalize and process what kind of situation we are even in. I would think for someone positioning themselves to lend a hand in managing the affairs of the entire country, you should have a general interest, you know, every day, all the time in what's going on around here. And you don't. So you're either an idiot or you're intentionally looking the other way. That's the Conservative Party. They're either all idiots or they're all intentionally playing house.
or a mixture of both, which I think it is. I think there are people in places with big bags of money in the Conservative Party whose job it is to make sure that they never actually become any real threat. They serve the purpose that you're seeing fat doughboy dumpster bodies like Pleb out there eating it up. They believe it. We just got to get the libs up. You prop up this scarecrow-like caricature of an opposition, and that chokes off any potential real opposition from forming, because there's only so many people. There's only so many dollars to go around. There's only so much time to campaign and do all this stuff. So if everybody's already on this boat, you can't build a second one because you need those people to do it. And that's never going to happen because they're over there getting carnival tickets. The purpose of the Conservative Party is to make sure there's no actual right-wing party in Canada ever. I heard Faith Goldie say that years ago, and she's very right. So, and I mean, I think they're going to lose. From Toronto to Ottawa is most of Canada. That's where most of the people live. That's where most of the seats are. And that's mostly migrants and boomers, isn't it? And they vote liberal. Boomers and migrants vote liberal because the boomers are like this guy in the other video I played last time. They're vested. They're comfortable. They're fine. And the government says, we'll get to keep the taps turned on for you. We're going to make you feel, we're awesome. We're just going to say feel good slogans all the time. All the same shit that you've been voting for. You're just more of that. Keep it coming, daddy. Keep that plate coming. Seconds, thirds, give me more. Give me more of that. And they love the virtue signal. They love to hug their Indians and all that stuff. I saw a great video of Bernier running around, no, I love India even more. I love Indians even more, actually, than PP, dude. So you're outnumbered already, is what I'm saying. And if the Conservatives lose this election, I want to know what you do now. What's your plan now? That's three in a row that you should have won. You're just going to keep throwing this bottle at the wall? What are you going to do? Because you know what people are going to say. PP. I notice that you're clearly paying some people to just kind of keep tabs on whatever it is I'm doing to like pick up good ideas and bits for yourself because you're pathetic like that. But here's something I want them to relay back to you. What do you think you're going to do if you lose? Because do you know what people will say? I'll tell you right now what they're going to say. What your people are going to believe is that it was stolen. None of them believe any of the polling. They're like, no, that's just, they're just... They're going to expect you to do something about it. And we both know that you're not going to do anything. Pierre's not going to do anything. Even if you could prove it. Even if you could prove it. You have them on videotape. They were stuffing ballot boxes, deleting, but whatever they were. They were burning votes. They were putting in fake, well, whatever it is. Whatever cockamamie scenario you need to imagine, just imagine it. Let's say they've proven it, that they've completely manipulated the election, and it's all bullshit. That's been proven. Now what happens? Well, what the Conservatives would do is say, we're going to take you to court. We're going to sue you. And we're going to... And but again, I said earlier, right? Like they make the rules, though, don't they? And they will just say no. No, we're not doing that. We're not going to court, actually. Kind of like the Emergency Act, which you didn't oppose either. Oh, did you say Mr. Speaker a couple times? Yeah, that's nice. You didn't do anything, though, did you? What the entire Conservative Party should have done, if they were legit, if they were for real, this is what I would have done. Well, we tried to vote it down. They said, well, we're doing it anyway. Okay, that's fine. All right, everybody, let's go. Go where? Oh, all of us in the Conservative Party are going out to join the protest. We are going to join the front line of the protest. I am going to stand at the very front of the formation of protesters. And when they move in to arrest everybody, they will get me first and they will arrest every single member of this party. Under a draconian war measures act. That's one thing you could do. But you didn't do that because... Fuck it, it's just a tyrannical takeover. It's just an unprecedented level of violence and brutality on the Canadian citizens that has never been before seen in this country. That's all that was. But are you going to axe the tax? Oh, well then, a tax will be axed. I didn't know. Never mind, I've suddenly totally forgotten about the... Wide open. I mean, the door was wide open, like a portal to a parallel dimension so big you would have to turn your whole body away from it not to notice it. And all you had to do is step through it, and you just didn't. Don't tell me about these. All these politicians are the same. Sacrificing and fighting and all that. None of them have ever done that. They don't know how to do that. They don't know what that means. They think they know what it means because they're very pompous and full of themselves, but they don't actually know anything. You take away their money and their connections and they're all like, they themselves are this big. But in their head, they're amazing. Career politicians. We've already seen them do that. We've already seen them do crazy things. Lots of people I saw say, oh, man, if they try and ban the guns, that's when I'm going to... What? You're going to do what? You're not going to do anything. Because they did. They did. Exactly what I said would happen, happened. Tracy and Rod are just piss tank retards that are just farming votes for the Conservatives. They have no real interest in actually lobbying for any firearms rights. They wouldn't know how to do it if they did. They don't even know what the problem is. They don't know what the question is. They don't know what the answer is if they don't know what the question is. The question is, why is private firearm ownership important in a free society, a free people? They can't answer it if they don't know what the question is. And I said, they'll take a whole bunch, and then they'll whine and scream like a baby having his ice cream taken away. And then they'll give them back maybe even most of the ice cream, but we're keeping a little bit of it. And they'll say, oh, we won. See, I got the ice cream back. No, you didn't. You lost 20% of the ice cream. And they do it again and again and again and again until, look at that. You got no ice cream left. That's exactly what happened. I laid this out in 2020, 5 years ago. Step by step, just like that, over and over again in the years following, 2 years later. Oh, here we go. And now it's all done. Coming up next, thought crime, life in prison for offending people. That's Canada's next trick. We've also since installed murder pods where the government has killed 70,000 of our own people through assisted suicide. Is anybody writing any of this down? So right before this gets real nasty and bad, once the carnival begins, in the interim, and that's if this is what happens, I would rather the Conservatives win, personally, I like those conditions for my own selfish reasons better than these ones. This version, things are going to get real, real crazy, real fast. Probably within 90 days, that those people are going to enact the craziest fucking laws you've ever. If it looks like he's going to win, or let's say he does win, the carnival begins. This is probably not going to be a very safe place for a lot of people. Probably kill me. But when that happens, you know, let's say they do win. What's the plan? What's the plan, blue team? Hey, look, I'm even wearing your colors tonight. Look at that. Well, now what? In Canada, the blue team is actually the right wing people. It's backwards here. The blue corner, or the red corner. Are you gonna stand there and all of your supporters, all your people are gonna be like, we just got fucked. We just got totally fucked. And now, like, people are gonna be looking at the down the barrel of four more years of Trudeau part two. He's doubled down and committed to all of Trudeau's policies. This guy is, he's exactly what I said they would bring. What they always bring. The person in the chair doesn't matter as long as it's one of theirs. Doesn't matter. This is just an actor playing the role of president or prime minister or whatever. They're just reading a script. They're playing the character. Well, that's not a very presidential way to talk. And that's not very, what they mean is that's not what we're used to. We like the president character, so be more like that. Like Obama was very presidential. He was a fucking vanilla cardboard cutout of every politician ever. You could put a dog up there. You could put a golden retriever smoking weed, with the thug life glasses on, and everything would still be the same because the dog would just be up there barking and underneath in subtitles would say, build back better. It doesn't matter. They're not his. He's not in charge. The show goes on. They are the McDonald's managers, the floor manager at the casino. You swap one out, another one comes in, everything stays the same. It's just cosmetics. It's just a different skin, different color. It's just a different paint job. So Carney is doing it all the same shit and probably worse. The thought crime stuff. There will be weapon confiscations. I think they're going to do it. And most people, like all you Canadians too. Oh man, if they ever came to my house. Yeah, we've heard this. We've heard if they ever did lockdowns, if they ever banned the guns, if they ever did this, if they ever did that. Now they're right up to literally the next one is coming right to your house to say, fucking hand it over, bitch. And 95% of you are going to do it. Yep. Ironically, that's not enough, though. They need like 99 point something percent. If even 1 to 2% of people like fought them, they wouldn't be able to handle that. So this all depends on fear more than anything. So they're really going to try to scare the fuck out of people. And again, I worked in there for almost 15 years. I know what we got. I know what we don't got. We do not got any ability to confiscate shit from the public. We don't have the ability to secure Cape Breton Island. Victoria, pick one island in Canada. If the entirety of the Canadian forces was committed to defending that, we might be able to do it. Maybe. Have you seen this place? This is a joke, right? Well, yeah, but the cops. What cops? What cops? I know how many cops they have, too. In some of the cities, I have like almost an exact number of how many uniformed patrol officers they have versus how many are on at any even time. When I was attacked by fucking 20 some goblin people in the park there last week, there was probably 14 cops watching everything for about 20 minutes. And I walked up and I said, "What is the whole police department here?" Like I said it kind of almost just like that, like, haha, but also I'm kind of pissed off. And that's the truth. That pretty much was it. Yeah. Like 12 to 16 cops on patrol at any given time is what they got, you know? Sometimes less. I remember one day somebody told me that they had six. Six cops are available in the city right now. Six. I mean, the rest are, they're on back shift and they're home sleeping and they're on their off days, whatever, but all right, get everybody. All right, now we got like 140. Oh, yeah? That's a lot. No, it isn't. 140. Oh, 20 of them quit. 20 of them quit. Okay, shit. 120 now. This entire thing runs on fee. It's a fucking bullshit. I'm calling bullshit on the whole thing. So they'll probably go hard with the intimidation tactics. They're going to try to make examples of people to scare you. That's not what powerful people do. If they were actually very powerful, we would all know this inherently. And they would have to do is like kind of lean in and go, "You stop doing this." And you'd be like, "Okay." People that are that powerful and respected, they don't need to go around making examples of people, threatening people, constantly instilling fear everywhere. Like you don't, it's not necessary. That's what cowards do and losers do and people that everyone hates. It's living in a state of fear. It's the Soviet Union. It's communist China. It's Canada. But unlike the Soviet Union and communist China, we don't actually have millions of soldiers or cops or people with guns to, like, we just don't have it. They're fucking LARPing. I don't know what's going to happen in the future. It's going to get gross. Not to get too specific or anything, but I think they're going to try to kill me. But if there was just one thing I could pass on to everybody. And I really hope it doesn't come to this. It's not like it's my doing. I'm not passing all these fucking laws. I'm not doing any of this shit. I'm not cranking the temperature up in this country to a million degrees. I don't control the media. I don't tell them what to say. I don't control what goes on TV. Who's allowed to have a bank account? Who's allowed to have a YouTube channel? I don't do any of that shit. That's all fucking you guys. So don't get uppity with me. Try to gaslight me and other people. Ah, you guys are all causing all kinds of... Oh, is that what that is? When the doctor is a terrible surgeon and all of his patients are complaining of infections and organs being removed that weren't supposed to be, like, oh, they're all just out to get me. They're anti-Semitic because you're a Jewish doctor. Really? Yeah, or maybe you're a shit doctor. Maybe you're a shit government full of faggots and make-believe pretend children. So if it gets real crazy, if it gets real bad, break glass in case of, you know, get your Hawaiian shirt, if you know what I mean. First of all, that's entirely your fault. The political class, the ruling establishment, the media, and its institutions, the government institute. That's whose failure that would be. Collapsing into civil unrest is not an achievement. It is a failure. It is not an achievement of the people. The people didn't bring down anything. The government brought down its own society into the muck. That's what that is. Your failures at leadership and inability to take care of the people who trusted you to do that has led us to this nightmare. You're the reason. You are responsible. That's what you get all that authority for. But if there is, there's one thing I could just, pop right into somebody's head, in everybody's head, and know it like I know it. I don't mean, oh, I know there's a heaven. You're like, well, we don't know. I mean, I've seen the weapons vaults. I've been to all the bases. I know what we got. Like I said, I know who works there. I know who the officers are. I know there's still a lot of. It wasn't ancient history. It wasn't that long ago. I was just deeply in there. I know a lot of these guys who, they worked in law enforcement too. That was a career I considered at one time. I'm familiar with a lot of. There's that fear. There's this belief or this fear that you can't push back because you'll always lose. It's impossible to win. And if they want to do X, Y, Z, that's what's just going to happen. And there's nothing that can be done about that. That's not true. That's never been true, especially in Canada. Not for a long time. Probably the 80s or the 70s. This whole thing is running on fear. And just in case I'm not around, when it gets real bad, because what do I always say? I always say you have no chance at succeeding if you think you're not going to win. If you think you can't win, you're right. And I'm not just saying this to say it like I do. Sincerely, after looking at the numbers, qualities of certain elements and variables, landscape, temperature, all of these kinds of things, you can win though. And I would actually say it's a lot tighter than people think. Only problem is nobody wants to work together. Everybody wants to fight everybody, and nobody wants to. Man, it's a good thing they keep that up, huh? Because a real strong, unified block of people committed to their own mutual survival in defiance of what is a tyrannical government. That would work. So make sure they fight about laundry all day. Justice for Father says, Phil, fuck you, white power. Okay. What'd you do, Phil? You're not making friends? It's a shame. Not you. Mika Shrednik, thank you very much. Adam says things. He says, Plato believed that virtue is the only thing you cannot teach. Interesting. Maybe it is. Maybe it is a spirit thing. Maybe it's not something you could do. I don't know. If that's true, then that lends a lot more weight to, hey, we're not all just the same, are we? Oh, we're all the same! Apparently we're not. Apparently some people don't believe in things like human rights and justice and stuff. Intrusive Thoughts is how many people can see the world for what it is and yet desperately pretend they don't. They play along because they don't know anything else or afraid to stand out. Every medic, sorry, and TCCC know you give the guy with the blown off legs an ibuprofen and water. Yeah. And tell him to take a knee for 5 minutes. Maybe some second skin. Yeah. Yeah, those were the days. I haven't thought about that stuff in a while. Uzi? It's an interesting one. It says, keep on keeping. Thanks, brother. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Very nice of you. Man on the Mountain says a quarter employed Canadians now work for the government. Holy shit. Like, this isn't a functional place, guys. I wish I could just download everything that I know, like, to everybody's head. And this would be over in a minute. The amount of stealing. I can't even, I've been doing it for years. I still don't even feel like I've even gotten close to being done. It's so bad. It's like knowing that we're only getting like 6% out of this country of what we should be getting out of it. Heard a story recently. I did not know this one. Morgan and I watched this and was like, oh, that's an interesting story. Her dad was a big Frank Zappa fan, musician. And there was an interview about him with Jimi Hendrix for some reason. Jimi Hendrix had crashed on his couch or something one night. And oh, that's funny. I didn't know they knew each other. Not really, but apparently they knew each other for that day anyway. And spent some time talking to him and whatever. And he had a Jimi Hendrix story. And I thought probably everyone that met Jimi Hendrix would have the Jimi Hendrix story. And all of them would have said, if you asked them about him, what was Jimi Hendrix like? They would have said probably things you would expect, right? That's not what Frank Zappa said at all. I was like, what an interesting answer. This guy's like a maestro. He's like a engineer of sounds and things. He's very, well, in something, he's a smart guy. And he said, well, it was Hendrix. Hendrix, I think he was like illiterate, or at least musically illiterate, couldn't write or read music. So he would just kind of like play shit and try to remember it for later. That's how he would write songs. And he said, if someone was writing for him, you know, he could compose any number of things because he's a musically gifted guy. And but he can only just play a guitar. He's limited by it. He can't get it out. Like, there's so much more in there, but we can't get it out because he doesn't know how. And that's just what squeaked out through a guitar. That's what we were able to. Like, so he saw Jimi Hendrix and wasn't impressed. He thought, man, what a waste. If only somebody was writing down his fucking ideas. And that's kind of what it's like living here. Watching how much we waste. I compared it to, I don't even know. I'm not an electrician. I can't. This probably doesn't even make any sense. Electrically. Electrically. There's a bunch of people in the community that are electricians. I have relatives and family. Like, there's, so I'm going to murder this, but it would be like, so you have a house, you know, you live in this, in your house, your Canada. You're watching TV. You're just sitting there minding your own business. And then the power starts flickering. This goes on for a while. Weeks, months, maybe. But it's okay. You're like, I don't know what's going on with the power. And then eventually it just cuts out. And you're like, what the fuck is going on? You go outside. Trying to break. Everything seems fine. I'm going to follow the line out to the street. Wait a minute. 27 Indians have hijacked my power. So they're all getting the power from your connection, and you're not getting any anymore. That's Canada. That's my submission for like a political cartoon of what's happening. The Canadian people can't even feed themselves anymore. We have a $2 trillion economy, and there's only 30 million of us. We should all be living like Persian kings. And instead, we have tent cities. Why is that, guys? The amount of corruption in this country, I mean, it's almost total. How do you lose $1 billion in infrastructure contracts? Never mind 118. That's never been found. Where's the money, Catherine? Where's my money, bitch? Like that was never followed up on. Did you know that? No one ever. She's a victim, remember? Remember how this is how they do it. It's very Jewish. This is what she did. She became a victim when she was confronted on losing $118 billion of my money, your money, your father's money, your mother's money, your children's money. They have to all go out and work and not have enough for anything like the fucking rest of us. They take it all and then they lose it somewhere. Lost it into her pockets. But so that's the story. But that's not the story. The story is, oh, poor Minister McKenna was basically assaulted. We need more laws to protect politicians for fucking. No, we need more politicians in jail. You know, more than zero. There's never been any. You can get away with anything because you don't want to. Oh, we can't be putting our political opponents in prison. Oh, we can't. Oh, unless you're me. Unless your name's Jeremy fucking McKenzie, then you can. Oh, it's such a, I'm a victim. Oh, I was yelled at. Oh, I lost on, I stole $120 billion. Until I find out where the money is, as far as I'm concerned, Catherine, you stole that money, you fat bitch. I only stole $120 billion and someone yelled at me. Oh, no. Is that really the story, Canada? Does anyone really care? I don't care if he hit her with a brick. What do you mean $118 billion is gone? Do you know how much it would cost to think? This is why I'm angry, because some people think, oh, 118, that's a lot of Ferraris. I could have fucking, oh, man, imagine that's a big house. I could fucking, I'm imagining, you ever go to like a children's hospital where they have like dying four-year-olds? I have. And it's awful. And we could have, how many more of those hospitals, you know, you could. For $120 billion, I could build you the best hospital in all of, probably one of the best in the world, and a university to train people to work at it. For a fraction of the money that she lost! So now we can't have that, because that money is in India now, or Pakistan, or who knows where it is. You'd have to ask Catherine McKenna. Oh, you can't! That's assault! We need more police to guard politicians because they're being attacked. Only in Canada. Oh, I'm being attacked! You fucking you. We are so close to this getting real, though. I know people that have lost children, and they're just barely keeping it together. Like, do you have any idea what it's like? What is out there potentially waiting for you? And you deserve it. Like, I don't even feel bad. I feel bad for those people. Not you. Not the politicians. Not the ones that murdered their fucking families. Yeah. $118 billion. That's just... This country's our GDP is like $1.8 or $1.9 trillion a year. Where is it? Where is it? Conservatives, you guys care about money so much, right?
Where's the money? If I... Here's... Oh, God. What was that about? What was my thought? Well, what happened? Who? I don't even know who was just calling me. Entropy go down? No, that's not the problem. What was that? Oh, more. Oh, it's 188 billion? I thought the infrastructure projects were 118. These are numbers that you can't even wrap your head around. Like, they feel cartoonish and silly. Like the first time I was playing like Sim City when I was like 10, you know, my kids would probably like that game. Where you're just like building a city and trying to manage fucking contracts and money. And I'm like, oh my God, fucking, I'm getting stressed out about $80,000, you know, $500,000 for a soccer field. What do you think? I'm an idiot. You know, I'm not paying that. No, put up another coal plant. Beautiful coal, beautiful black coal. I don't care what those environmentalists say. I'll bury them in the soccer field. But it gets to like crazy numbers where you're just like, I don't even, it's like fake. Or like poker where you're playing with fake money. It's meaningless. It's like, oh yeah, I raised $100,000. It's all... Right, that's what they're doing with our money in the government. It's all just whatever. Do you $188 billion? That's more than a lot of countries are worth annually. Is that like? I don't even want to look it up. I could, but I don't want to spend the whole stream doing that. It's not important. But I can only imagine like what does Quebec produce every year? You know, let's just for how much of Quebec did they steal? What would $188 billion just alt control deleted right out of Montreal and Quebec? What would that look like? Would the whole city just disappear? Whoops. Oh, well, you know, and so, yeah, oh, well, we didn't lose the city. No, but we lost anything we could have done with that money. And if we could have built a city with that money, that's a city we could never build because now it's gone. And we can't build a hospital. We can't build universities. We can't clean anybody's water. We can't plant any fucking trees. We can't get any agriculture going. We can't build any power plants, airports, roads, ports, houses, anything because the fucking money's gone. If I took $10,000 purposefully, like elite, like, shh, don't tell anybody. I'm just going to fuck them. I'm just taking it, right? And just cross my fingers. CRA doesn't catch me. If they did, like, I'm in jail. For 10 grand is nothing. $10,000 isn't anything. You can't even buy a fucking car with that anymore. Like, pfft. Something you could probably die in, but, like, not even a decent use. 10 grand is like, meh, that's nothing. And they can just, oh, I don't know where 200 billion went. Everybody's upset about the state of the military. We're going to build a strong military. How are you going to do that, Pierre? We don't have any fucking money. What do you know what the annual Canadian military budget is, guys? It's somewhere between $62 and $65 billion. So they stole how many Canadian militaries? At least for a year. They stole our entire military for how many years? 188 billion divided by 65. What is that? 2.5? 2.25? Is that enough to warrant an investigation? Is that enough for anyone to go, stop, 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 stop? I'm pressing the emergency button. We're not having an election. We're not doing any of that. We're enacting martial law, and we're basically detaining everyone in the federal government, and we are going to audit every fucking transaction in this place until we find out, one, where all of our money is going, and two, if people are stealing it, where we're going to bury them.
Then, once all of that is taken care of, we will go back to work and we'll have an election with, you know, people who definitely aren't stealing all of our money. Because you don't want them in charge, do you? No, let's not do that. Let's just fucking put our heads in the sand and we'll pretend everything's fine and it'll just get better for some reason. Yeah, we're going to get the libs out and the trillions of dollars that has been stolen out of this country over decades will just suddenly reappear. All of the people that have been killed will suddenly spring back to life. All of that, all of the futures that we won't have will suddenly rematerialize. Isn't that incredible? And best of all the years that we've wasted toiling and suffering, we'll get all that time back. All we had to do, I had to check a box and get the libs out and everything got better. That's all we had to do was a minor adjustment. Isn't that fucking convenient? Isn't that convenient, you guys? Whew! I was worried there. For a minute, I thought we might have just been under total enemy occupation and this place was just getting robbed blind and any hope of survival was going to be like a shit fight the likes of which you've never seen. Fingernails and tooth, you know, like skinnier teeth level kind of stuff. Cause that's, oh, but you're telling me all we had to do was I had to go downtown for 15 minutes, show them an ID and I checked a box and that was it. Whew, thank God. I was worried it was going to be more like 30, 40 years of fucking bullshit. Oh, wow. That's good. When's the hockey game coming on? Leafs and the Habs, boy. Beep, 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 beep. This is why I hate the conservatives more, I think. Like the party. They're like the military equivalent of an officer, platoon, a captain. An entitled, like, rich kid captain who really... he just fancies it. He in his mind, he's Napoleon Bonaparte. But in reality, he's gone through three platoons now. And I don't mean like finished training them. I mean like they're dead. He got them all killed three times in a row. And he's like, this time we're going to do... No, what do you mean this time? I think you're done. I think you should shut the fuck up forever because you don't know how to win. So why are we listening to you? Why is anyone listening to you? It's mind blowing. You lost to Justin Trudeau twice. You lost the most winnable election in history. And now this one looks like it's going to go too. All you had to do in 21 was say, we're done with the masks. We're not doing the mandates. Fuck the vaccine. People could live as they could make their own decisions. This is madness. Done. It would have been over. But no, you're all in this together. And you don't support the Freedom Convoy. We support law and order. You fucking idiots. Oh, and now, oh man, and geez, has the damage caught up from years ago. Everybody's kind of noticed, you know, Pinder and Patel are everywhere. There are Indians everywhere, and it's way too many, and we can't... Remember the metaphor, the allegory, the, you know, schizophrenic meltdown I had about... trying to find out what's going on with my power, and it's all being siphoned off to 30 other houses of people who I don't even know. No more immigration, and a lot of people need to fucking go back. That is the most, by far, popular sentiment in this country of all the political options that are on the table. That one, oh man, we're clocking in 60, 70% of people want that one. people that never vote would get out to vote for that one. We're going to have direct flights from Amritsar. Oh, my fucking God. It's like you're losing on purpose. It's like you want to lose. They're just cowards. I fucking can't stand cowards. I can't stand them. When they refuse to leave a position that of consequence because their cowardice is harming other people, it's making everything worse, and they just refuse to walk away or step aside because me. They're reprehensible. There's no excuse for that. There's no redemption for these people. None. But it's not even like they can say, well, these are our principles and our morals. You don't have any of those either. You're only arguing what you think you're allowed to get away with saying. That's not going to offend anybody. So you're operating out of fear. Well, we have to have Indians and we have to be diverse. You're still playing all their fucking games while pretending to be not them. While you do everything the way they do them because you're afraid that they'll call you names. So therefore, you've been fucking neutralized. So you don't actually believe anything. You don't believe what they believe, but you believe what they believe enough to not counter signal what they believe because that would be offensive. Okay, okie doke. And you're not even trying to win because I don't have any morals or scruples at all. It's all about winning and getting the libs out. Okay, cool. Mass deportations, you're in. Oh, I could never say that. Why? Because people will call me names. Okay, so you don't actually want to win then, do you? So why the fuck is anyone following you anywhere? These poor people, I feel so bad for them. They really believe the conservatives are, you're walking right off a cliff, the Pied Piper of Pierresville, right to your own fucking die. Again, was Donut O'Toole not available? I see they brought Andrew Scheer back out for some more of that kind of creepy, unhinged, you know, non-blinking shit that he does. Well, thank you for that. That's a very good question. I'm glad you asked that. It's always great to come out and see everybody out here in the gallery. And it's a great question. It's a great day, and I'm happy to be here. And I think Canadians are happy to be here too. I'm sorry. I'm downloading a firmware update. I'm Andrew Scheer. He's never blinked. I've never seen him blink. I don't think he's a person. Somebody said I'd be JFK'd. They wouldn't get me. I wouldn't be JFK. I would. Oh. Was that in a song? I just remembered something, and I'm trying to remember where I came from. I think it might have been. It might have been one of these. That guy's amazing. This folk artist, this Jesse Wells guy, I like a lot of his music. But there was a line in one of these songs he had, and it was like, how did it go? Once you've seen the face of the devil. All of a sudden, mine will look a lot friendlier or something like that. Mine will look a lot nicer. I think most people, overwhelmingly most of them, don't actually have a real respect for what it is that they think they're fighting. And I don't, I mean, respect in the sense that you take it with a level of seriousness that you should. And they don't, because they don't actually, it's all just kind of a game to them. And what they think is down there, it's,
It's tough to describe, but I'm going to try. Once you've experienced real malice, not, you know, oh, I was in a bar fight. This guy bullied me at school. I mean, like, an organized group of people are very enthusiastically trying to murder you. And if they succeed in getting you or the guy next to you or somebody, they're like thrilled about it. They will torture people. They love that shit. Cutting their heads off, kicking them around like soccer balls, and you know. Like ISIS level shit, right? It can manifest anywhere, but those people are under the command of evil. I mean, yeah, if you're slaughtering children and innocent people and doing the shit that they did, yeah, that you're not okay upstairs. You're long gone. And that's actually what people find traumatizing, is that someone would actually try to just hurt you. Some of you never met just because, like, it's a fucked up thing to deal with and see. And you deal with some of these prisoners and some of these people, and you're just, there's a business-like routine, unremarkable, yeah, the banality of evil, right? It's banal. That's what's creepy about it. And when it's in the room with you, or, you know, the field, wherever you're at, if you've ever been in any of these situations, some cops probably have, you know, like prison guards that have ever dealt with, like Robert Pickton maybe or something. I knew one that did. And it's true. There's something there that is almost, it's almost like if you get too close to it, it'll burn you like acid. You're almost physically repulsed by them, you know. And it's not even really the people necessarily. It's that these people have fully, completely given themselves over to their worst versions of themselves. The bad guy. It's got them entirely. They just exist to do awful shit now. That's what they're doing here. They work for the other team now, you know. And the architects and engineers of all of the shit that we're going through are those kinds of people. They don't think anything of it. They find it amusing and entertaining, if anything. Everybody's running around with all these masks on their face. They're all scared and freaked out. You think they were laughing their asses off, having drinks somewhere on some island in between visits with the, you know, the children in Jeffrey's dungeon or whatever they were doing. It will it's really weird. It's like, I'm almost just kind of verbalizing this for the first time, but I've had these thoughts before. You know, a lot of people say they have some kind of connection or personal relationship, a lot of people say, with, say, their God, whatever.
right? And they can almost kind of feel and commune with that in some way. What if the other thing you can too? And it's almost like in your consciousness. It's not a physical thing. It's like when your soul or your energy or something has come into contact with actual forces of the enemy, like really fucked up evil people or some element of them has become, you've become interesting to them for some reason. Once some kind of contact is made, it's like it never fully goes. Like now it knows that you know that it's there. Does that make sense? And you can only get that. That's only, you got to basically look it in the eye. And then it knows, though. And there's this sickening kind of darkness to it that's just, it's almost like a physical sensation that I can't quite. I get reminded of it when I see like some of the horrible, like war crime shit coming out of Israel and stuff like that. Like that, it just is a, it's kind of a presence or something to this shit, but. Whatever that is, that has its hooks into a lot of people walking around today, and it's getting worse. And that doesn't, I don't like where that's going. People don't think anything of just destroying their own neighbors now. Because their new god, the TV, told them that, well, those neighbors are bad. Because, well, they have a Trump flag, right? So those people that you've known your whole life, or have lived across the street from you for 10 or 20 years, you'll enthusiastically support the police kicking their doors down and killing them or, you know, whatever. Probably white supremacist Trumpers, right? That's, we went from moms watching Oprah in the 90s to openly campaigning for civil war and killing their political rivals. Like those same women are now doing that. Because everything's gotten so much better. Because the state and governments that we live under, all of our benevolent rulers, have done such a good job. Right? They didn't fail. We failed. That's why we need so many more laws and regulations and rules to control people. Because you guys just won't. You just don't get it. We're not safe yet. They need more power and money until, you know, so we can be safe. And we're not safe yet. Look how much worse everything's getting. We're still not safe. Man. Guess we'll have to put fucking cameras right in your bathroom now. We're going to put webcams in your toilet bowl to look right up your asshole while you sit on it, because otherwise, look, you might not be safe there either. Haven't you heard of toilet spiders? We'll keep an eye on it for you. Well, you got to be safe. How far will it go? It'll go as far as you let them. But that's what I think a big part of the problem is that people don't believe it. They don't, that thing that's out there or down there, they don't, maybe they understand the concept and agree hypothetically, like in their mind, but you don't, unless you've seen it, like you don't know. Like, have you really read through John Podesta's emails and what that means? Like, have you actually read through the details of what goes on these fucking islands and what witnesses have told police and what police, like, I don't think most people, their mind would break. Like, they wouldn't. They'd read it and like blue screen of death, operating system crash, you know, update soft, you know. Because I kind of like scaled my way in from innocence to like fully, you know. There's not too much that shocks or surprises me anymore. It's been quite a while. But people went right into COVID with nothing, like babies. They're like 5 years old, you know. And all of a sudden, wait a minute, is the government maybe lying? Oh, it's a little worse than maybe some of the government's lying. The most powerful people in the world hate you, regard you like an insect, and you're simply just here to do your work and, you know, do your part in the machine so they can live their life. Like, you don't matter at all. And they basically torture children to death for black men. There are not the Hollywood Marvel movies you watch about your villains and the bad guy from Harry Potter and the fucking these fucking things in real life make all of that look like a joke. Okay? They make Dracula look like a bitch. Like, I'll never forget how I felt when I was on YouTube and I was going through some Ryan Dawson presentations and some other people's things. And years later, they would get the photos of four men who were dancing and clapping and high-fiving and flicking lighters and celebrating as the World Trade Center was on fire behind them. They were set up filming before the first plane hit the building and blew up and killed all kinds of people. They were there, ready, waiting to celebrate and film it, which they did. And a witness saw them and called the police. And that's how we know that this happened, because they got arrested. They had fake passports. They had lots of money on them. And they were Israeli Mossad agents. And Trump's lawyer, Alan Dershowitz, bailed them out, busted them out, got them back to Israel. When they went on TV to say, oh, we were just there to document the event. So they were there to document the event of 9/11, which evidently they knew of ahead of time. Why would they know that? Why were they celebrating? Right? And I watched that shit live on TV. My uncle was in the air at that time. We couldn't get a hold of him. And you can watch these people. They're just regular. This is my warrior gene. You know, this is it. I don't know any of these people, and I'm not going to sit here and be like one of these fake celebrities and just get up there and like, oh, it was so sad. And that's all bullshit. Like, half these people, they don't stop thinking about themselves for any length of time to even really process anything. They were just regular people minding their own business. They didn't sign up for any fighting. They're not legitimate targets. That's Steve, and that's Kimmy. They have kids, and they're just, you know, oh, I'm gonna go to the coffee machine, minding their own business, and like, oh, actually, you're gonna burn to death screaming, or you're gonna have to jump to your death from people were holding hands and just jumping to their deaths. People are watching their loved ones die on TV. It was fucking insane. And these fucking people were right across the river taking pictures of it. Celebrating. And because of that, me and all my friends went into this shithole, and half of them are fucking dead. And I come back here and figure this out, and I try to say something. Oh, those people, I'm the bad guy, they say. I'm actually a terrorist. Am I? Like, it knows that I saw it, right? Once they know that you know, there's no going back. Doesn't matter what you do. Doesn't matter what you say. You can grovel, apologize. You can do all that shit if you want. There's two kinds of slaves. There are the slaves that they beat once in a while, and there are the slaves that they kill. All that will happen is you might move yourself out of the kill category into just back to regular beatings category. You'll get the privilege of working to pay other people's bills your whole life until you can't move anymore and you're broke and destitute and you've got no pension or health care or social insurance. And then you just get in the maid pod. I'll just give you a maid. Well, your family can't come to see you off. They don't have their vaccines are boosted up to date, so they're not allowed in the facility, actually. We're going to put a hot hot water in a latex glove, and you can hold that and pretend that's a person or something, maybe. If you can get to the hospital, because it's very violent outside. It's just gangs everywhere. Just gangs of 10, 20 guys with machetes, you know, just hanging around, just all over the place. You know, like in Europe now. That'll be here in a few more years. It's already starting to happen. There was a machete fight, and it was in Edmonton. I think it was another one in Ottawa. It's becoming a thing. One of the community members, his wife or his girlfriend, was randomly attacked by a man with a machete at the zoo or a park, something like that. Why? Just because that's just how it is now. Do people even think about the future anymore, or do they just stay distracted? Is that why they just want to stay distracted? Maybe it is, and maybe they don't want to think about it because they're like, yeah, he's right. That is what's going to happen. So why would I don't want to think about that? I'm just going to live it. Yeah, but it doesn't have to happen. If enough of us decided that was true, it wouldn't happen. Was it Plato or not? Maybe it was Aristotle. I can't remember. Somebody mentioned Plato earlier, so it reminded me of this. Intrusive thoughts talking about, or that was Plato. He said, virtue is the only thing you can't teach. Well, the highest virtue is courage. Because if you don't have courage to defend those virtues or embody them when it's inconvenient or scary or dangerous or even suicidal, if you don't have the courage to do that, then you don't really believe that, do you? It's not really a virtue, is it? It's just something you say. Until it's inconvenient to say it, and then you're like, actually, never mind. So if you don't have courage, you don't have anything. It says, courage is not simply one of the virtues, but the form of every virtue at the testing point, which means at the point of highest reality. Oof. Oh, you believe in free speech, huh? Yeah? Okay. Well, I'm the government and I don't, and I've changed it. So you have to say this now. You have to say what I want you to say, or I'm going to kill you. Okay? And they'll go, okay. I guess you don't believe in free speech. Well, I do. You're just not going to defend it or fight for it. You want other people to do that. You want someone else to do that for you. Why should they? You won't stick up for you. Why should someone else stick up for you? For a society full of radical individuals, everybody's always me, me, me all the time. Not a lot of radical individual responsibility for anything, I've noticed. It's a lot of radical individual Peter Pan syndrome. We're all just going to live in Neverland and be children forever. We're all going to be 47 years old playing Call of Duty and fucking playing Elder Scrolls games like we're 17 forever. At what point, too? Imagine you've done that. There's guys that do that. They're in their 40s, and they've just never really done anything. They've just been in this distraction cycle. And then, like, oh, God, even if they realize it, like, oh, my God, they're right. Oh, fuck, my whole life is looking. And then, you can at least make use of what you have left, and you can at least know you didn't die that way. You could be a slave your entire life, but on the very last day of it, if you're not, you're free.
Wouldn't you? Born free, die free, you know? In here and in here. Because if they control what you think and how you should feel and you're not you. You don't get to be you. You're a version that they want you to be. You're playing by the rules that somebody else designed and created. That's worse than killing you. In the old days, part of my family anyway, probably the Scots too, but the Vikings would believe that if you died in battle, you go to Valhalla. You died doing something useful, fulfilled your purpose, you know, as a man, you know, everybody dies eventually anyway. They know that, right? So if we all have to die, what's the best way to do that? In service of your people, they thought. It's a pretty good one. I mean, don't go looking for a fight for no reason. I'm just saying. They very soberly kind of accepted that and looked forward to it. It was just kind of, I mean, you know, there's accounts of this. I'm sure some of them, people, a lot of them were probably terrified like anybody else, but hey, you know, that's what the Muslims are like. They can't wait to blow up some of them. And they're just like, it's going to be sweet. Can't wait to go to the other dimension. It's going to be awesome. No fear, because they're totally cool with it. Basically, when you don't live in fear, you can kind of do anything. Now we've got people too afraid to even live their own life because somebody might say a mean thing to them. They can't even live their own lives. Can you live your own life? Can you think your own thoughts? Can you do what you want to do and say what you want to say? Can you really? Anywhere? Just your own house or even there? Do you have one of those Amazon Alexas or anything? Are you sure? Your phone listens to you while you're around. Did you know that? They listen to all this shit. If they want it, they can get it. Maybe in the shower. Are you safe? Can you think your own thoughts in there? Or is that... How about on the street? On the bus? In public? At the mall? It's all over the world. When Morgan and I were just in Mexico in January... We went out a couple of nights, and I was just like, everyone is so subdued. I don't like party anymore. But, I mean, man, when I was in my 20s, though, and no one's doing any of that anymore. There's phones everywhere. No, everyone's kind of on edge. Like, no one really is just relaxed and living in the moment anymore. That's just gone. Because fear. So that's good. That's another thing they've taken away. I'm like offended on behalf of life, you know, basically. These people are anti-life. The spirit that consumes them, that animates them, that drives them to do the things that they do, to pursue the things that they pursue, money, stuff, things, coins, status, physical things that don't matter and aren't going anywhere. It's all bullshit. That's the station they've tuned into. A little bit, a little more, a lot, all the way, doesn't matter. And everything just gets worse and worse and worse, and they think, if you just dial in a little harder, it'll get better. The definition of insanity is what? Doing the same thing over and over and thinking you're going to get a different result. A lot of insane people out there. Ceases They Them says, do you think that 20-year-olds now being trained as soldiers would be the same as you 20 years ago? No. No. The standards are dramatically lower to the point that they don't exist. There is virtually no physical fitness standards anymore. There is no aptitude testing hardly at all. The
recruit courses, training packages have shrunk dramatically. A lot of stuff has been cut. A lot of things that used to be like filtering kind of choke points that like this is going to get rid of the weak ones and this is going to get rid of the dumb ones and this is going to, those are gone. There's no fail. No one fails anymore. You're not allowed to fail. It's preposterous. It's a complete, it's like daycare. And I know every generation of soldier probably says that about the one 20 years after, but it's true. And the guys that got out 20 years before I got in, they were way harder than we were. And 20 years before that, well, you're into World War II and Korea and shit. Like, yeah, those guys were fucking hard as nails. So, oh, every generation thinks we're getting softer. We are. That's true. That's true. When I joined the army, they just stopped being allowed to beat the shit out of you. Like it used to be fine. Like your sergeant could just come aboard you and just beat your face in. Just kick you, beat you half unconscious right there in the parade square. And that would be, or you just beat you over the head with a pay stick. That was just like, all right, no more brutal physical assaults on the soldiers. Like, oh, what the fuck? Like that used to be, they were drinking at work. Like it was nuts. Now, oh, well, now you got pronouns and you got safe spaces and you got briefings about feelings and white supremacy and half the fucking platoon commanders are women with gender studies degrees. It's great. Islandsberger says, hey, a few digi shekels for the coffers. Just finish up some sparring. Get out and punch your friends, fellas. Yeah, it's good for you. He's got some new headgear, actually. Killstream, what's up, man? How are you? He says, fuck America and Israel. Yeah, they're kind of the same. It's hard to say where one ends and the other begins, isn't it? Where they separate and be, I'm not sure. And Cease to Stay Them is going all night. They're drinking again. It says, I've been frazzled ripped. Yeah. Jesus. Did you see that? Are we talking about the same thing? Did we both see? Because Morgan was trying to find that one time and I'm like, I'm pretty sure I did see that. And I like, that's something you see once. And then you kind of don't ever watch again. You don't tell anybody about it because it's so disturbing. And then after a while, you kind of trick yourself into thinking, I think it was a dream. I don't even think I really saw that because I can't even find it anywhere. But I'm pretty sure I saw it. And a lot of the internet seems to agree. And it got yeeted fast. It disappeared. He says, they sound like they want us race warring. Would you think they are the enemy at this point? Would they think you are the enemy is my point. I'm not sure what you mean. It's not that it's like we want a race war. It's that that's just the most effective way to bring this place to its knees. It's just divide and conquer. It's basic 101 shit. If you have a country that's 98% homogenous, everybody's basically related. We're all one big, like, yeah. If you have to fight those people, you have to fight all of them. Instead, we import all kinds of fifth columns from all over the world. Now you got, maybe it's 40, 50% of them. And then 10% of these, 15% of those, 9% of this, and 7% of that, and 4% of that. And it's, so they're diluted and spread out and disconnected and disjointed and dysfunctional. And they're all fucked up now. And then you can fucking move in. That's what people don't get, because they're like, oh, they stop. They want us to fight. And I'm like, yes, they do. That's the whole point. It's unavoidable, is what I'm saying. Like, it can't be avoided now. Like, we're locked in. We're locked into a very uncomfortable, like, 50 years. Or more, I don't know. We'll see how devastating it gets. See how far this war is going to go. Are we going to lose cities, continents? I don't know. There's another aircraft carrier group heading towards Iran. Netanyahu's in the White House right now. Trump's pulling his chair out for him again, Big Daddy. And he's getting his marching orders for war with Iran right now. Or did he leave? Is he done now? Oh, it's about tariffs. I'm sure it is. Not according to the Jews, it's not. What's the Jerusalem Post say? Oh, it's because, yeah, they're the real reason is because of Iran, says former Israeli ambassador in the Israeli newspapers on the Israeli website, jpost.com. Huh? No kidding. I'm shocked. I would never have believed that. Oh, my God. Oh, not the right story. two U.S. aircraft carrier groups now. Bombers within striking distance of Iran. Yep. It's a...
We have to do it, though. We have to do it.
Why is that? Here's another great Tucker Carlson's on an interesting arc.
Why would Obama want to overthrow Assad?
Because Israel has run American foreign policy in the Middle East for 30 years. That's how it works. We have an Israel lobby. We have clean break strategy. We have a plan for 7 wars in 5 years. And what's interesting is they actually kind of carry out this madness. They don't explain any of it to the American people. They don't tell anybody, but you...
This is... I don't know who made this clip, but the background music, if you're listening, imagine the actual person is somehow... This is the worst choice of a scoring for this kind of clip you can fucking have. This is music that you use for some kind of like uplifting motivational speech. This guy's describing how America's totally captured by enemy people and is, you know, having its people sent to their deaths and bankrupted into oblivion. And you're like, yeah, fucking. I don't know. It's throwing me off.
And what's interesting is they actually kind of carry out this madness. They don't explain any of it to the American people. They don't tell anybody, but you can watch step by step. We've had 6 of those 7 wars. The only one that hasn't happened is Iran. And if you watch every day now, the MSM, the mainstream media, is pushing for U.S. war with Iran. Netanyahu's pushing for war with Iran. They're really trying to get this started to make 7 out of 7.
No way! This has been the most here it comes! Like, you couldn't possibly have more warning than this. And there will still be people that are like, oh my god, what's happening? We're going to war with Iran! Yeah, they've been lining this up for 25 years now. Now that we've finished destroying anyone that could possibly help them, anyone that would take their side against Israel and America in this war, they've knocked out Iraq, Syria, Libya, Yemen... Egypt has had a regime change. Jordan's been subdued. Lebanon is being bombed into oblivion by Israel as well. Nobody seems to care about that anymore. They're just doing whatever. They're bombing multiple countries now. And now Iran's basically all alone. Has some shit with China and Russia. They may have shipped in some spooky stuff. But they're not going to beat the Americans, but the Americans will lose a lot of it's going to be the end. It's going to be so expensive, and Netanyahu said it himself. Once we're done with America, we just have to blow away like a dead leaf. They're here to do a job. Let's destroy our enemies. And once Iran's gone, that's it. There's really no one left. They can take it from there. They don't need you anymore. Bye-bye. Don't need you anymore, bodyguard. They got all the videotapes on everybody. They got everybody. They got everybody. The whole who's who going to these island parties. It's not just Americans. And I don't, I mean, I talk about this stuff fairly frequently, but I'm not a religious person. But I am totally on board with the concept that there is definitely a battle going on. And I just want to also point out, for anybody that maybe think that sort of speed that I do, or the religious folks, or anybody else in between, how did they get all this compromising blackmail on everybody? Well, they appealed to their vices.
Drugs and booze and women and kids and girls and boys and...
you know, like the devil would do. What kind of fucking person even cooks up some kind of plot like this? Man, you're just sitting around, all Jewish. How do we... If only there was some way we could just, like, make America do shit for us. So then we didn't have, you know. And this other... Harvey across the table is like, I got a fucking idea for you. I got a pal Schmooley. I say we wire and mic up a big penthouse. In the bathrooms, in the bedrooms, in all kinds of rooms. And we fill them full of underage girls and we get them in there and we go, holy fuck, Harvey, what's wrong with you? What kind of... Hey, wait, I want to hear him out. Like, what the fuck are we talking about? But they, no, it doesn't matter. Whatever you got to do to win, doesn't matter. Just we'll do the most evil shit imaginable because magic book and red heifers and stuff, it's all...
You can't say that. There's a Steven Spielberg movie.
They're like birds to me. They're just bird brain fools. You'll do nothing, you fool. Only Conor McGregor wasn't totally fucked over, too. I stand with the Israelis. Of course you do. Oh, read some more of these chats and then take a look at this. There's so much shit. It's all terrible, too, and I don't want to... Okay, did I get through almost a rumble? No, not really. Then I got to go check Entropy. Scotian gentleman says small potatoes, but I think it was the most un-American thing to build the new weird gay one, World Trade Center. Trump was bang on with his take on restructure the towers, rebuild exactly. Period. Yeah, that's what I would have done, too. That's the most defiant thing you could do. It's like, watch this. Put it right back up again. Eh, fuck you. No, fuck you. And I'm going to make them 10 stories taller. I'm going to actually make them even bigger, if you can believe that. Not only are we going to build them back, we're going to build them back bigger than ever. They're going to be so big and beautiful. People will say, wow, I've never seen a building quite that big and beautiful. That must be one of Trump's buildings. It could only be. It's that big. It's so huge, they'll say. Maybe even 20 stories. I'm going to build a rope that you can swing from one to the other on your work break. A big glass sliding door you'll hook up. There'll be a harness. It'll be totally safe. And you'll go, we, that's what you'll say. You'll say we, and you'll go all the way across. Faster than using the elevator to get to the bottom. That's why I'm up here with this job, and you're down there not building giant, hilarious amusement park buildings. Yeah, they should have put it, but they couldn't because there's prophecies and stuff, right? There's a magic book. There's a whole. Ask Adam Green. He'll fill you in. Csis says, I don't articulate properly. I'm thinking, is today's military increased its men? Is today's Canadian military increased its men would consider you the terror? I'm not sure what you mean, but yes, they do. They do. They give them briefings on, like, that's the biggest threat to the country is other Canadian men. The Canadian men are the problem. That's what's scary. That's what we have to keep an eye on. They're still... I know they're not going to stop because they're not... They're not people. I don't know if they watch it in real time, if they get a script later, if they just control F search keywords, if AI scan. I don't know. I don't know exactly what's going on, but I know they're surveilling everything, and they have been for quite some time. And they still are. And apparently, they've been frustrated that they haven't been able to get rid of me. By they, I mean the security establishment state in Canada. The Ally McBeal fans.
Jesus.
The Canadian Security Intelligence Service. I mean the Chinese Security Intelligence Service. I'm sorry. So for almost 5 years at least, I've had at least five cell phones confiscated, cloned, scanned, downloaded, copied. Two computers. I've been dragged through 23 different criminal charges. Beat all of those. easily. Didn't even go to trial. They didn't even try. Because it was so sloppy. And they're mad because, oh, keeps getting away with it. I'm not a criminal. Your job is to find criminals and terror and terrorists and right. So that's not what this is. This is just someone said, get them. And that's your job to get me. So you're not a cop. You're not a security professional. You're the Stasi. I think I did pretty good. What do they have? I've been sitting here talking for hours, hours and hours and hours, week after week, month, year after year, for 6 years. And you got what so far? Plus all my phones, all my, like, you know, everybody I know, everybody I talk to, every fucking thing you could possibly know about me that there is to know, you know it. And still you're like, how do we get this guy? Maybe you're just fucking not supposed to, because there's nothing to get, because that's not how this works. But they're never going to. It's shameful. He's so cowardly and pathetic. And when the lawfare doesn't work, which it hasn't, typically what happens? Well, first they do the reputation slander, harassment, intimidation and stuff. That doesn't work. Then they go to, well, we're going to charge you with a bunch of shit, try to bankrupt you, ruin your reputation that way. See, we can land you in jail. 5-10 years would be good. Good little cooling off period time for you. That's what they tried to do to me. I was looking at 10 years. And if that doesn't work, well, they do what Lone Star Texas suggested, and they just kill you. So that's what I'm expecting next. So, as I understand that there's inquiries and probes being made into me and my friends and what we're up to by the same people who have spent the last 5 years trying to get me, I would just like to say unequivocally on the record, live in front of everyone, it is the currently 12:42 local time, April 12th, 2025. I am in excellent physical and mental health. I have many things I'm looking forward to in the future. And should anything happen to me, do not believe anything that the police or the media tell you, because it's a lie. I think that about covers it. I have no regrets. The end. Do what you're going to do. Man, I hope I survive. I want to see the genie come out of that bottle. I mean, I will either way. I would just rather be here to enjoy it, you know. I wouldn't put anything past them. These are absolutely they're very foul creatures. They inhabit and occupy a position in a costume of a person whose role it is in our society is to safeguard us. And instead, what they do is carry out political missions for politicians and lobby groups. Money. So they put on a costume of a benevolent figure and then use that to get away with doing awful shit. Good stuff. Good for you.
knowingly lie, knowingly obfuscate, bury, destroy evidence, like you just. Maybe that's why they're so obsessed with me, because I know what they are. I know what you are. It's like they put something in the water in this country that turns everybody into cowards, you know? And it doesn't take that much not to be one. That's kind of what I'm saying. It's not even that hard. It just takes a bit. Not a gargantuan amount. Not an amount that's going to like stress you so much your spine is going to snap. It's just a bit. It's a bit of internal fortitude. That's all that's required. And nobody wants to even go that far. I should be surprised. I mean, look at yous. We can go through the folder of my CSIS agents, and I can show you what I mean. Not a lot of fitness standards there, is there? Not a lot of professionalism standards there, huh? So I don't know. I don't know how we can trust you guys with any of our national secrets or anything like that. You can't even control your own food intake. You haven't even mastered taking care of your own body, which is something that you should be able to do from the time you're like 12 years old. You can't even do that. I'm sure you're doing a great job for the Chinese, not for us, obviously, but for your actual bosses. LLM contributors is looking for a new character. Do Alex Jones. Few have the gravitas to be convincing, but with practice, yeah. I used to. I'm tired, man. I'm just in a bad mood. But he's kind of an easier one to do because he's such a bombastic person. CSIS's future Canadian Army is fags with guns shooting terrorists. I don't know who they're going to shoot. We don't need bullets. We don't have any ammunition. I mean, we have some, but like we can't. It's for show. Like we don't really have the juice to do anything, right? It's all a bluff. The Canadian military is like, so if we were fighting, if this was like a fighting scenario, this is a guy that's like 6'3 and like 260 and just lifts weights all the time and has never had to be in a fight ever in his life. And is just hoping that his size alone will be enough to just, you know, do it. Because if it goes beyond that, he's completely fucked. He doesn't know how to do anything. So if somebody calls his shit and they're like, this guy is fucking 5'10", 185. He's going to fuck you up. You're going to get fucked up by this guy. This middleweight's going to tune you. No, man, I'm huge. Yeah, he doesn't care. And he's been fighting his whole life. He's going to fucking. And yeah. So it's all just kind of a big. You better not, because I'm fucking huge. Yeah, but you don't have anything behind that. It's all just an image. You don't. Like if we lost 100 soldiers in combat in one day, it's over. It's done. That whole battle group is toast. We don't have the numbers to replace them, to like the pipeline to train new guys and back. We lost 6 guys one day in Afghanistan, and they sincerely were like, should we get out of here? Should we shut this down? You know, we don't. We have like 2,000 troops at a time that we can use. Or maybe 6,000 at home total, and that's it. There's nobody else. There's no replacements. There's no reinforcements. It's about 6,000. So, and that's the whole country to do it. So, you know, it's. How many people live in Red Deer, for example? Could the Canadian Army defeat Red Deer? The answer is no, it couldn't. Probably not. There's probably enough firepower and like weird underground militia type guys that know a thing or two, at least a little bit, to give them a really hard time. And I think just the general ineptitude I'm aware of in the Canadian military, it's only gotten worse. I think Red Deer could beat the entire Canadian military if it wanted to. If Red Deer decided amongst itself as the city of Red Deer, we're going to fight the army, they would emerge victorious. That's what my money's on.
They would have the army would have a retarded general. It would be General Jenny, and they would have them go in single file, all the vehicles bumper to bumper, straight into the center of the city, into total ambush zone. They're retarded. They would do retarded thing after retarded thing. All the sergeants and sergeant majors would be like, "What the fuck? This is retarded." And wouldn't matter, because there's going to be all kinds of diversity, bisexual, alphabet officers that are like, "I learned this in my fucking inclusion tolerance training." And it's just going to be a shit show. It's going to be all kinds of pissed off NCOs told to do retarded things, and they have no choice. I know. I did this. I was already in there. And there's all kinds of retarded, fat, idiot, moron people in charge of everything that fuck everything up constantly. And it's a never-ending series of amazement that anything ever actually gets done. And if it does, it's entirely the work of the people on the ground, the privates, the corporals, the sergeants, the, you know, those guys. That's who does all of it. Up there, morons! 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 Self-interested careerists, narcissists, fucking losers, the fucking lot of them. There was like three or four officers in my whole life I ever had that I was like, "You're actually, I actually don't think you should die." You know? I hated how much of a it was like aristocracy shit or something. And it was like, can you guys go play fucking dick measuring shit? Can you just go back? Can you go play hockey or something? This is a war fighting institution. This isn't a place for your tiny little fucking ego. Get out. Ugh. Anyway, yeah, I guess I have some unresolved issues with the military. Poxy Bear says you're not suicidal. And not friends of the Clintons. I don't know anything about the Clintons. And if I did, I wouldn't say anything. They got a track record. Contributor says, between angels and insects, Papa Roach. That was a good song. They were underrated. I like them. All right. I got to read Entropy and then... Should we go home soon? Yeah, it's getting late. I know this is shorter. I started late. But, I mean, like I said, I didn't want to be here. I didn't want to do this. This is horrible. Nobody wants to hear any of this. I don't even know what I'm talking about. I'm just annoyed. Place sucks. Who's he? Man on the Mountain. Got you. Intrusive Thoughts. Thanks, man. He says, speaking of people willing to fight and sacrifice, leaders, can you tell us about what goes through your head when being used as a meat bridge over concertina wire? Not very sexy, but fun in its own right. I'm sure if it's never happened to you, at least you have a tale from the land of skullduggery. Yeah, it's... not great. Jenstein says, you're saying you're speechless. It's like saying my dog is tuckered out. You got one of those, huh? Ed, how are you? He says, they have been working on this plan to destroy us for decades. 6 years is honorable, but we've only just begun. Well, I mean, until they get rid of me, which sounds like it's probably going to be soon. We'll see. See what happens. I'm being entirely serious. If anything happens, it was CSIS, Antifa, anti-hate. Probably some elements in the RCMP, but it's really hard to say exactly who or where. So it's not really fair to say the whole RCMP. But basically that, like those orbits of those three, yeah, that's where that came from. No matter what they say, whatever, that's... Learned a lot of interesting things about who's talking to who, who's emailing who, who's paying who lives where, and so on through freedom of information requests, through court proceedings, disclosure, and so on. So just saying. Go ahead. I'm tired. I could use a nap. But everybody knows what happens next. And they know where. And they know. Ethnically or ethically? I'm going to say. Is that you? This fucking guy. This is my birthday present CRJ sent me. A signed picture of himself. It just says no comment. I don't know what that means. I don't know if this is... I'm kind of surprised the page didn't, like, I didn't get, I thought I was, as soon as I touched it, I'm like, now I just probably absorbed LSD or something right through my skin. Shit. Shouldn't have even touched it. But I see, I think I'm fine. I'm surprised, though. I kind of expected that. It says a modern hospital is 1 to 2 billion. Oh, is that all? Oh, so we only lost 180 some hospitals, state-of-the-art brand new hospitals, 180 of them. 1 to 2 billion for the entire campus, so a sprawling institution with more staff than a division. You could pave Highway 1 with gold with the money lifted out of Canada. Yes, you literally could. And we've all just gotten used to being broke. And we're a doormat, and we don't have anybody that's willing to stick up for us. We have pandering PP who can't, he's going to lose, it looks like. I hope he doesn't, because look, we're going to the same place regardless, but it'll be more advantageous. I would rather, you know, both paths lead to the same inevitable conclusion, but this one looks, I think I could manage this one better than that. I don't want to do that one, but looks like we're getting that one. So I'd rather conservatives win. Also, so people can see that it doesn't matter who's in there. Like, this shit isn't going away. None of them are ever going to, you know. But if the liberals win, the conservatives won't believe it. They won't buy it. They'll be hysterical and freak out, and they'll be like, they must be cheating. This must be. And I would say you're probably right. There's probably at least a moderate amount of that going on, if not an extreme amount of cheating and rigging and bullshittery and fuckery, because good people don't think to do things like that. They just try to play fairly and you know, they're interested in the process and doing things the right way. Meanwhile, they don't realize that they're fighting literal goblin people. They're not human. They're fucking evil. They don't know what's down there. They haven't seen it. They think they know. They think they know what it is. They've never experienced it. They've never been anywhere near it. They don't know what it's capable of. And they don't respect it properly. They just see it as like, oh, it's like people that feed grizzly bears. You ever see those videos? People are like getting out of their truck, like, oh, they're like throwing bread at a fucking huge bear. Like, what are you doing? And then it attacks them. You know, sometimes it does. They don't know what they're dealing with. So they think their response is adequate. They think we just make some minor adjustments. PP acts the tax. His glasses are off now. It's all going to be fine. No, it's, you know, some vitamins and a glass of water is not going to fix your legs being torn up, you know? So they'll either eventually see that with when the conservatives fail to fix anything because they can't. Or they're going to be confronted with this nightmare of another, it's never going to end. It will be the liberals forever, because if they can't win now, they're never going to win. 4 more years, 5 million more Indians, more, right? It's over. I've showed it. It popped up how many times? Under 35, we're the minority in every province except Quebec East. Every province. We're a minority in our own country. Every province. Under the age of 35. That's the future. The future is not ours in every province, but Quebec, New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, PEI, Newfoundland. And we're at like 83%, 77%. Everywhere else is 50% or under. Anybody tell you that stat? You think those people are going to vote for John A. McDonald statues? And no. No, they want direct flights from Amritsar. So the conservatives, if anything, they'll just pander even harder to more migrants. No one, in other words, no one is here for the Canadian people at all. We have no representation. We have no protection. We have no defense. They're just, come on, guys, we're giving more money to these people now. Come on, guys, we're doing this cause now. Come on, guys, we got a fucking Slava over here now. It's never, but we're hungry. Mm-mm. Shut up. White privilege, shut up. Shut up! Pay! Pay more! $2 trillion! Pay more! We can't even afford to pave the fucking streets because we stole all the money's gone. Catherine McKenna alone, $188 billion. It's one. That's one. If you stopped everything, emergency act, martial law, shut it down, detain everyone in the federal government, audit, big time audit. And I'm not, you know, we're not using your people. I'm bringing in people from other countries. I'm going to go around and handpick accountants and like financial geniuses from like Germany and Sweden and France and like Ireland. And they're going to come over here. And they have no interest. One way, they're just like, I'm just doing a job. I'm like, exactly. And I'm going to pay you very fucking well to make you sure you do a good job. I want to know where every fucking penny is. Everyone. The more money you find, the more I'll pay. I bet that you'd recover. Who knows? Certainly enough to rebuild the military, rebuild the country, build homes, and send them all the fuck back to where they came from. There's definitely a lot of that. You'd be able to fund a lot of that. The $200 billion that Catherine McKenna lost would cover all of that, actually. Just that one infrastructure contract that she, you know, someone stole out from under her nose or she helped them steal it. That would pay for all of that and more. Why aren't we doing this? Why are we not arresting the entire federal government and saying no one does anything anymore until we find out where all the money's going? Because when you're bleeding like this, when even arterial bleed, an artery is severed and bleeding, you have minutes before you die. If you don't cinch that off, you need to stop that immediately. And you're like, oh, don't worry about that. Here, have a lollipop. We're going to axe the tax. Here, have a fucking $500 tax rebate. Hello? Yeah, no, don't worry about that. Here, look, Amritsar. No, the bleeding's got to stop. No more planes coming in, no more people coming in, no more money going out. Let's start with that. And let's just see where it takes us. Maybe that's the part. Maybe we should. Maybe we should register a political party for the next one. The Justice Party. the Gunner Rope Party. I don't know. What's the platform? That's the platform. Halt all operations, no more immigration, nobody comes in, nobody goes out, no more money goes out, and we bring all kinds of accountants in to find out where every fucking dollar is. And if anything's even a little crooked, whoa, there's going to be hell to pay. And don't tell me we can't, because you shut the fucking country down for years, because you said, oh, pandemic, stay home, stay safe, essential work, essential business. Guess what, Parliament? You're not essential. We don't fucking need you to do anything, it turns out. Turns out you could just not exist and everything still functions anyway. So you're all going to fucking go to jail, and we're all going to go through all your phones, your devices, all your homes are being raided right now. We're copying all your devices, all your wife's shit, all of it, man, all of it, your kids, everything. We are going to comb over you like the fucking FBI all over the fucking Al Capone, okay? We are going through everything. How far back? 50 years, dog! What do you think this was just this year? No. We're going back to when the old flag was still up. That's how far back I want to audit this fucking place. So get comfortable. It's going to be a while. Because I'm pretty suspicious people are stealing when hundreds of billions of dollars can disappear and no one anywhere in the government seems very fucking concerned about that. Imagine we were on a boat in the ocean. We're on one of these old windsail caravels. It's the fucking 1400. It's 1488 and we're searching for North America. It's Christopher. We're on the Santa Maria. We're on one of Columbus's boats. And we have X amount of food and supplies to get to where we're going. And then one day, it turns out, I went down below deck and 6 months of food is gone. It's gone. It's eaten. It's empty. That's a fucking problem. Hey, guys, we should. All the officers on the boat are looking real fat. Nothing to see here. Don't worry about it. I'm a little worried about it because we need that to live and we don't have it now. And you don't seem all that concerned. And you're like, well, just tax me more. I'll just buy you more food. Is that what you think? I'll buy more through taxes of the shit that you lost already. I'm going to give you more money after you lost all that money to make up for the money that you lost. And when you lose that money, you'll get more money from me again. So now we're three. Like, how much fucking stealing is going on? We should have a 20% income tax rate, and that would be, that would cut it. You could probably lower income tax by like 30, 40%. I would be willing to bet that over 90% of government spending is waste. Just, it goes into a pit. It essentially goes nowhere. It's either stolen, misappropriated, embezzled, whatever. Probably over 90% of it. So we don't have a functioning, we don't have a country. This is just, we're just being robbed. We don't, no one's in charge. And there's just a bunch of like little bitch people jostling for like, nah, I want to be the top slave representative. Like, are you guys all did you just get the fuck out of the, we just got to shove them out of the way. They're not even popular. I'm more popular than most of them. That's insane, but it's true. These fucking conservative bootlickers do. Name fucking 10 people in the party that aren't named Polyev without Googling it. Can you even do that? I mean, there's hundreds of them. You should know who's on the team. Do you even know? You don't even know how it works. You don't. Who are these? Who do you even know who these people are? They know more about me than them. And they don't feel like there's anything wrong with that. Who is Melissa Lantzman anyway? Who is Tim Apple really? Who are these people? Where did they come from? Why are they here? Why does the Conservative Party look like this? That was fast. The fast transformation. Don't worry, you can just,
Oh, yeah, it's the most best fucking PPC.
Because they get it. It's so different. It's totally different. It's totally different. They're different because reasons.
You have everything.
No, I love Indians even more than Pierre does. No, me. No, I love the Indians the most. I need to make a video showcasing how many Indians I know. Look how many Indians I know.
The momentum's on, and a lot of things are happening.
Inspiring speech. The momentum is on, and a lot of things are happening. Well, fuck, am I fired up. What kind of music is this also? Who's scoring these internet clips? This is the music. Okay. Just on the music alone. I wonder if Daniel Tyree's watching. The same opinion. Just on the music alone. Okay. Keep the music. Everything else on the screen has to go. And I want you to just change it to like quick 10, 15 second cuts of Bernier lifting weights and hitting a punching bag. Okay. Think of that video with this music.
I like your PPC. You have everything.
I don't know why there's this kind of montage, you know, kind of hopeful. Look at all the Indians. Just once you, yeah, the momentum's on and things are happening. Good stuff. Yeah, India, dangalanga, bingalanga. Been a minute. And that the best part about that is this guy that he's talking to, This Jeff Lahl guy was in a video that they used a year ago featuring what's with all this ethnic division and fighting in our country. Sikhs and Indians. Well, they're all Indians. The Turban Indians are fighting the Dot Indians and they're Ibalanga Dingalanga. Jeff Lahl was one of the fucking people in the video. Now he's sitting next. it's funny if you. Once you let go of it matter, because it doesn't matter, then it can just be funny. You can't care that much because it really is stupid. And look, this is where people are. Like I East Coast Canadian filmed this. I don't know where he was, but it's like, say the line, Bart. Like this is who these people are. They have no idea what's going on at all.
It's just been a rough go with the Liberals, so hopefully we can get some change soon.
The damn Libs, okay.
As long as we get those Liberals out, that's all that matters.
As long as we get the Libs out. Remember, guys, it's not just a meme. It's a way of life. Getting the Libs out. Get the Libs out! I'm gonna vote! I'm going to vote more liberals in. Get the libs out so we can get the Indians in. And then it won't be woke and, you know. Calistan first. What a mess. I still have his drunken Israeli bootlicking video. That was a good one. All right, I got to finish these and get out of here. Uzi says, stop sleeping on the club sounds like we are out of time. What? Stop sleeping on the club sounds like we're out of time. What are you talking about? I'm sleeping? I work 7 days a week. This is my entire life. My life is in danger repeatedly. I get threatened constantly all the time. I get attacked in public. I've been jailed 3 times. Charged 23 times, 5 different criminal trials in 3 different provinces. I'm the president of the biggest nationalist organization in Canada. On top of doing this, like what else should I be doing? Is there something else I should be doing? What are you doing? Octosteen says, maybe I should. Maybe I should just embrace Gingler because, hey, he fucking tried to kill that guy like 40 times and it never worked. So, how do I do that? Where's Intrusive Thoughts feels like he'd be the guy to ask. It needs to be, how do I get that character buff? Like unkill, you can't assassinate him. It's impossible. It's just like, it's a perk. It's just what, I don't know why. It's just freak accident. Something goes. The amount of times my life has been in serious danger and I just walked away with nothing, it's weird. Like, not nothing, but basically nothing compared to what it could have been. So, like, I mean, there's a pile of these. A few off the top of my head. Like, I had a pocket shot off of my leg in Afghanistan. I had a water bottle, a little bit, probably half the size of this one. Like, a regular, Aquafina-like water bottle with, like, a pre-made, like, meal drink thing in my pocket. And I went to get it one time, and it was gone. The whole pocket was gone. I was like, where the... Found it later, all twisted and fucked. It had been hit with a round that I didn't even know. It would, that would hit an inch to the left. It caught me right in the leg. I would have been, that leg is never the same. If I have a leg, if I don't bleed out, get, you know, the artery, machine gun rounds, right? But there is this, there's this energy around when you're like, you're in serious danger. It's not like, anybody's ever been in a really like a bad car accident? Maybe I haven't been. I've been in a fucking bad snowmobile accident.
which I'll get to, but there's this almost like seriousness that it, I don't know. There's like this kind of, there's a presence of some kind. There's something different than when you're in these, when these kinds of things happen. Yeah, there was that one. I was in a on a snowmobile going way too fast. You know, speed limit was 50. We were going like 110, like idiots. I was at the very back. I wasn't in charge. It wasn't my show. I'm just trying to keep up. And yeah, I went right into the woods at 100 kilometers an hour. The woods, not like a couple trees. It was a forest in Petawawa in January. And I just, well, leaned one. I'll go this way. I was like, I'm going to go lean, jump which way, left or right? Right. I went far right, and it caught me in the tree caught me in the leg. I spun around. So I don't know what happened. I woke up in a patch of grass, like snow on grass, the size of me, if I was a foot taller, huge rock here, deadfall there, more branches and more rocks. Like I missed all of that and landed right in the, I was lucky. My leg wasn't broken. I had some bad bruising. My bone was probably bruised. They said like I had to do some physio and just stay off it for a little while. I had some crutches, but otherwise, yeah, moderate concussion. But chance of death extremely fucking high. But somehow, barely nothing. There was the one kind of murder attempt in jail that didn't really get off the ground too fast. I kind of just spurred out like a maniac because it's really your only hope is to make as much noise and commotion as possible and try to, But there was another one where I was on the phone just by chance and I normally would go out for yard time. And I was like, nah, I'm on the phone. This is important. I'm going to finish this call. I was supposed to get murdered. And there's nowhere to go out there. The guards are like 100 meters away. And if they're not even texting on their phone, they're not even paying attention. These guys were going to fucking stab me. Five of them were just going to, and that would have been it. But I just happened to be on the phone. They got out there like, fucking, where is he? I just, chance. Another time in Afghanistan, my buddy Brad saw him first and said something. And I just saw his face and was like, oh. And I looked and this guy was pointing the fucking rocket tube like right at, like, clearly right at us. As soon as I looked at him, I saw him like downloaded all this information and it detonated right at the same time. I had enough time to go, fuck, to kind of start to get towards the ground, and it fuck, bang, hit the tree right in front. There's one tree in front of us, and behind us there's a wall like probably 10 feet high, these huge 3 foot, 2 foot thick ancient walls made out of dirt. It's rock solid. You can't even punch holes in that with a 25 cannon. So like this thing hits the wall behind us, we're dead. If it lands anywhere around us, we're dead. Directly behind, there's a low wall kind of, around, it's like they're 2 feet high. There's so many things for this thing to clip and hit and blow up and send shrapnel everywhere. Hits the tree in front of us, and there's shrapnel the size of a fucking baseball card between me and Brad smoldering in the dirt. We're fine. I'm deaf in this ear now, legally, but I can still sort of hear enough. It's not like life-ruining or anything. Rings a lot, but considering what could have happened, whoop-de-fucking-do, first world problems, kid, it's just... Everybody's runs out someday, but... It's funny how that works, especially in the army. I knew a lot of guys and, stories you hear about people and even just historical accounts and stuff. There's some people that are just like, can't die, and then we'll get killed by the dumbest thing, or other people that get killed in super freak ways that shouldn't even make happen. It's so, it's hard to wrap your head around. But an old warrant officer, the guy that laid on the concertina wire, Mr. Hunter, he had a great philosophy once, and I didn't really understand it when I was young at the time there. But He was kind of like half joking and just kind of like, whatever. But it was actually fairly profound. It was a great, it's a great way to live, especially if you're a professional soldier in a wartime situation, because otherwise you'll go insane. And this has never really stopped for me. I've been living under threat for years. I'm not safe anywhere. You know, my homes have been doxxed, my families and everything. And, you know, who are you going to call? The police? They're the ones fucking facilitating it. Everything is your enemy. You know, there's no friends in any of the political parties because they're all marching to the same drum. There's nowhere to go. You're really on your own. You want to fight this? You're on your own, and that's just part of the deal. You don't get to feel, you know, safe ever again. But like in a, you know, wartime situation or theater, if you obsess over that, you'll go insane and you can't make good decisions and you can't map your way out because you're just freaking out. So he said, if something was going to happen or not happen, somebody would say, oh, should we do this or that? And he'd say, well, it's fucking 50-50. I say, what? It's 50-50. He's like, yeah, you'll either make it or you won't. And that was how he did everything. We're like, fucking, I guess. Well, we'll either win or we won't win. And that'll be that. So I don't know. Fair enough. But if you do obsess over the tiny, all this could go wrong or that could go wrong. It could, it might, but we don't know. And there's no way to know. There's nothing we can do about it. So this is the best idea we could come up with. This is what we're going to do. Cross your fingers. Let's go. Roll the dice. That's life. This is where we're at every day. You take a risk where you step outside your house every day. You want to go to the grocery store? You might die. You think about getting T-boned and killed on the road. I've known two people now. Killed. Just dead. Oh, well, there you go. Dead. In some middle of the day, driving to work, minding their own business. Dead. Just like that. So it's like, that's life. It's like everything's 50-50. You know, you'll either win or you won't. You'll make it or you won't. They'll get you or they won't. Try and like get real too into the weeds with it. Making you crazy. Gun, bomb, knife. That's right. Adam says things as Pierre doesn't know how to win. He didn't have a male role model. Yeah. He's on bottom and he thinks it's his turn to be on top. That you may have some very astute psychological insight there, sir. Man of the Mountain says impeccable Andrew Scheer impression. Thank you. He seems like a nice guy, though. I think. I don't know. So many of them are just so ignorant to reality, too. And, you know, they don't have the humility to accept that and go, you know what? I have just basically been a politician my whole life. I don't know anything outside of Ottawa. I really don't understand how the world works. Like, shouldn't you go the opposite way? Shouldn't you spend a fair amount of time in the world and get a real good grasp of it before you decide you're going to try to start helping coach navigate the future for everybody else when you don't even know what the fuck it is they deal with every day? It makes sense to me, but I'm insane. So I guess, I don't know. Jan says, gun, bomb, knife, the game. Enjoy wasting your friends as if they were helpless Circulonians. Take off body parts at leisure and pierce your weakling friend. What are you talking about? And these are all in quotations. He's reading it from something. Jen Steen says, for the uplifting stream. Well, good. You've been getting free upliftings for how long now? Actually, Jen Steen, you all owe Jen Steen. He's fucking basically 50% of my income. Diagoim says they thought we were so dumb to get away with 9/11 and all these wars. So far, it seems we're right. Yeah, they did so far. You don't have to fool everybody. You just have to fool enough of them. There's like a number that, you know, how in school where if you get a 61 or a 60, you pass, but a 59, you fail, right? Like it's called good enough. And in the army, they say a C is a P. A C is a pass. C is good enough. Same thing here. It's all about, let's just get to the next thing. We got to keep moving. Come on. Doesn't got to be perfect. Just get it done. Oh, but those people saw that. That's fine. Don't worry about it. Keep going. Doesn't need to be perfect. Just get it done.
Don't need to fool everybody. Just enough. How many we got? 68%? Golden. Next. Oh man, we did. We got fucking. What did we get on COVID, guys? How did the bad guys score on COVID? 95%? 94% of the population, they got vaccinated, wasn't it? 94-95%? Pretty good on that test. Jenstein just says CRJ. Well, yeah, that's... Wants everybody to look at him so much? Well, there he is. With his... Looks like a... Appears to be a Panzer III. Or four, I don't know. Jenstein says, I'm going to get you, pretty boy. Okay, well, at least you're paying for these threats, you know? The deporter. The deporter. I'm going to find you, and I'm going to fucking deport you. We need Jason Statham in The Deporter. I'm a deporter. I'm here to deport people. Yeah, what's the job? Deporting. I love deporting. What's the job? The job. It's a job. Deporting people is a job. He'd actually be really happy, and he'd be a really fun character in that movie because he'd be so in love with his work. He says, Argentina is a nice place to retire. I've heard that as well. I've heard good things about Argentina. Argentina. Scotian ladies as large stock market shenanigans historically seem to precede further fuckery. Yeah, about that. A lot of that took place this morning. I made a post about that. Some people sent me some stuff, and I saw that on Zero Hedge. They had a massive amount of some pre-market sales. It's called the front of the book, it's called. Basically, the old days, they used to have a book you would sign into. And I want to buy these and sell those. And when the market opens, okay, you're first. It's on the list. So people can put in trades to sell, buy stocks, commodities, different things, currencies. Before the market opens, and it opens at 10 o'clock in the morning in New York, 11 o'clock here in Nova Scotia. And before it opened, they had hundreds of thousands of these, which doesn't happen. Meaning, for some reason, overnight, a lot of people with a lot of money all of a sudden were like, we got to move everything right now. I see. So that doesn't bode well. That typically, like she said, precedes some significant. For example, speaking of 9/11, in the months and weeks before that event, people took out sell options on or put options on United Airlines and American Airlines. They bet, essentially, a big pile of money that stock was going to go way down in the near future. And it did. And they made a huge amount of money. Isn't that fun? So what kind of insider trading is going on here? Who the fuck knows? But something's happening. And what does it mean? I don't know. But it just means fucking you sleep with one eye open basically all the time now. I mean, I do. Says, as gross and vast as the waste and corruption are in Canada, the reality checks are appreciated. When exposing a crime is treated as committing a crime, you're ruled by criminals, Edward Snowden. Correct. Yeah, a lot of that. The deporter says, fingers crossed, the orange man flips the deal. And October 7th, Israel in one shot. That would be insane. He's like, we're going to war in the Middle East. It'll be the last war. It'll be the greatest war. It'll be the most final and total and perfect American war anybody's ever seen. And right now, we've got our F-18... Netanyahu, who's there nodding his head. Are on their way flying over the Saudi Arabian Peninsula. That's right, on the way to their targets. On the way to their targets in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem and the Dimona Research Facility. Oh, excuse me. Shut up, you little goblin. Arrest him. Arrest him right now. He's a fucking little goblin maniac criminal. I'm putting him in jail, and we're going to study him for science. I'm going to cut him open like a frog, like a little frog. I want to see what's in there. I do. I think maybe there's a goblin in there. There might be a little guy with maybe like in Ninja Turtles. Maybe he's got little controllers moving him around from inside, possibly. Perhaps like some kind of remote control or alien. I'm not sure. But we're going to cut him open. We're going to cut BB open, and we're going to find out how he's been able to live this long. I think he's a vampire. We're going to find out. We're using nuclear weapons. It's already too late, actually. Everybody, I see you texting. There's nothing to text about. Israel's destroyed. It's already all gone. Hydrogen bombs were used in several sites and locations. I told them to stop. They wouldn't stop. I said, fine. I told them I would be wiping a country off the map. I didn't tell them which one it was going to be. No, I didn't tell them that.
I'd also like to announce I'm launching a new cryptocurrency coin. It's called Bye Bye BB Coin. It's called BBB on the exchange. You can buy it right now. Use promo code America First. Bye Bye BB. Bye Bye BB. And you'll get 20,000 free tokens on Binance. I wish that would happen. You know, that would be, of all the possible.
I want it. People want that out of nowhere fucking plot twist, like Gandalf on the horizon with thousands of cavalry. Like, you know what I mean? They want so bad. It's a fun fantasy. F-18s taken off the deck of the fucking George Bush, loaded to bear with atomic weapons and fucking interceptor missiles and stealth bombers coming up in formation. Phantom 6-2, target in sight. Just does a fucking hard left turn away from Iran. So there's all the Israeli radar guys going, wait, what? What the fuck's going on? This is for the liberty, boys. Trump's doing his dance on the aircraft carrier. All of New York. It's right on Times Square, right on the billboard. Just boom! Some random guy dressed in a 1940s sailor outfit kisses the girl, just like, you're like, what the fuck is happening? Zio Jesus descends out of the sky with some frightened scientists. This is the best possible timeline, my dudes, alright? I'm sorry I had to do it this way, but, hey, it's fucking pretty rad, right? Yeah, we use CERN and we're in a totally different dimension. Got a little shaky, but I think we're gonna be alright. Thanks for the help, ZJ. We really appreciate it. Don't you worry about a thing, my little orange dumpling. ZJ loves you. He loves you. He loves all you guys. I'm gonna hit the casino. It's ladies' night. You guys enjoy yourselves. Bye-bye, Zio Jesus. Man, he's the greatest. He's the absolute greatest. Second only to me, I think. Wait, why would Zio Jesus... Shut up! You're ruining the movie! Sollywood, we wrote it in 5 minutes on a napkin. Chris Hemsworth is already shooting. We don't have time for your questions. Get in there. Tarantino's doing coke in the bathroom, trying to come up with some dialogue. Oh, that would be nice, but and Jason Statham would be there too. Of course, he's the deporter. Right. Now we've got to get rid of all these people. What's the job? He's going to... That's the end of the movie. Zio Jesus is there, all fucked up. High as shit. Passed out prostitutes everywhere. Oh, hey, you're the fucking... What are you, man? The transporter?
I'm the deporter.
All right. Hey, I got a job for you. What's the job? You gotta get all these Indians home, man.
In it.
Yeah, it'd be good. Jake says, let's get you fired back. Yeah, these are old. When was this? Fired up. I'm going firing myself to bed here in a minute. Money getaway, get a good job with more pay. What are you talking about? Are you singing a song? Going to buy a football team? Keep my hands off this dedicated to all boomers. Okay. Well, Jake's doing it. Are you still in Australia? Is it okay there yet? Is it crazier? Is it worse? I think it's getting worse. Pilot Mike says, let's just get it over with. Can we name Canada Khalistan so we can at least name the problem? It's coming to a head in the next 3 to 5 years, man. I'm telling you. I think that's how much time we got left.
Sincerely. A lot of
boats are lining up to shoot that way, in that direction, if that makes sense.
More Indians, he says. The deporter is back. He says, great news. We've almost amassed all the technology we'll need to create an army of killer Andrew Scheer bots. Due to budget constraints, we may have to graft them onto the Boston Dynamics platform for the first generation. As long as they have that face. As long as they all look that happy all the time. Jake says, great to see Ferry back. I must say, Morgan didn't flinch whilst recoding and watching you take on 2030. But yeah, she's hard. She's solid. She was worried for them. She was worried for their safety. She's like, oh, don't kill them. That means she feels safe. Full confidence. Sticky. Yeah, she was cool. She was right next to me the whole time. She's crazy. Not one of fucking Morgan's big ideas nearly gets me killed again. I'm just kidding. Intrusive Thoughts says, in order to be unkillable, you need to pledge yourself to... Okay, well, this is actual advice now. Pledge yourself to be the vessel of a tulpa, like a goat figurine, and then maybe you become... Okay. Arcane Arts. I don't know if I want to go down this road. He says, you'll perpetually live in a place between death and life, so it makes the rules of the game different. I think I'm getting there. I'm starting to see beyond, you know... I don't know. Maybe. Maybe just a little more. So need to be purified a little more. Need to suffer a little more. And then I'll be able to read their thoughts. Ceases AM says, dollars don't matter anymore. Thanks, man. And he says, for Ziojeebus, thanks. I appreciate it. All right, let's get the fuck out of here. What time is it? It's late. It's late out here. All right. I'm going to think of something less negative to say. People just fucking, I've been so depressed for fucking 3 hours.
Yeah! But if you can do it, you're invincible, because fucking raw-dogging reality like this makes you tough. These fucking people, they gotta be in some kind of state all the time. High, drunk, entertained, distracted, you know? There's Sergeant Barnes again. Y'all need this shit to escape reality?
Hell. I am reality.
Some big ideas. I'd like to hear about it, potheads.
All right, we're all caught up. Where was I? In my own head again. Let's see what else we got. Election stuff, Carney stuff. England is scary. I showed you the U.S. stuff. War with Iran seems to be pretty much... Not usually an abortion guy, but this one is interesting. Carney, Carney, Carney. Pierre simping for Jews, as he always constantly does. This was interesting, too. He even does... That's how they say God, G-D. That's the Jewish way. Shows respect. Like, okay, I'm not Jewish, though, and neither are you, so I don't know why you're... Just can't stop, you know. Passover, who cares? Was it 1% of the country? 1% of the country gets its own fucking perfectly lit video. Look how gray he's gone in the last... Are they doing this on purpose? Are you fucking putting gray highlights in his hair to make him look... wise like Mark Carney? Oh my God, they're getting killed, aren't they? Guys, are you seeing this? When did this take place? I haven't really been paying attention because I don't care, but like, when did his hair become so... He aged 10 years in the last 6 months. Is this another move to just put the glasses back on? And you got to finish shaving, Pierre. Like, look, you missed all of this. Like, look at this rust job. Look at this. What's all this? Well, you missed that whole... What the hell, man? Who is your people? You are just... No one working in the Conservative Party should have a job anywhere ever again, I don't think. Tariff stuff. Muslims are mad at Andrew Lawton. Who cucks entirely immediately. A Muslim group want Lawton's removal as a candidate. And he said deeply concerning things.
Islamophobic, anti-Semitic, homophobic, blah, 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 blah.
I cannot do my past, but I could live by example. And I'll shut up. Yeah, give them what they want. Cuck more. You know what you say? When a bunch of people that aren't Canadian tell you that they don't... Yeah, you can leave. You can go home. Yeah, I don't like the Muslim stuff because that's not how we live here. This is Canada. This isn't a Muslim country. And if you want to live in a Muslim country, you can go live in one. Like the one you just fucking fled from. And now we have to do what you want. So why? So we can make this place more like the place you just fled from? You fucking retard? No. No, this is how we do it here. And if you don't like it, you can fucking leave. You could go back to Syria. Assad must go. Assad is gone. Go back and live with ISIS. They got ISIS now. Have fun. Assad must go. You can go back to Libya. You can go back to Iraq. Everything's great now, isn't it? It was never that. That was never what it was about. And again, like, are they going to believe it? Record-breaking crowd at Edmonton rally. It probably was, but most of the country lives between Toronto and Ottawa. We know who they vote for and who they are. It's boomers and migrants. And is the conservative base going to believe this if they lose? That they legitimately did lose. And if they do, and it is legitimate, then you have to explore, well, how do we win next time? And you can't. You can't. You literally can't. All you can do is be more like them, in which case you might as well just join the Liberal Party. There's no point in you even having one. You don't have any, there's no opposition. What are you opposing them on? Everybody loves India. Everybody loves multiculturalism. Everybody's pro-war. Everybody's got climate change. We've got to get on top of that. Everybody's pro-lockdown. Everybody's boosted up and vaccinated and staying safe and trusting the science. What is the difference? Liberals want hate speech and thought crime laws, and the conservatives want common sense hate speech and common sense thought crime laws. What the... What difference does it make? Carney is what?
Our children.
Blames American gun laws and online platforms for rising crime.
We're announcing our plan to fight crime. Well, criminals are trying to illegally import guns to Canada. Pierre Poilievre is trying to import irresponsible American-style gun laws into our...
Like, who's he talking to? This only works on really stupid people. You can't import laws? What the fuck are you talking about? Like, I mean, I will say this. Objectively... They're all bad. All the parties are bad. They're all thieves and scum and shitty. And the people that support them are very clueless and ignorant for the most part. But if you're seriously supporting the Liberal Party in this country now, you're a traitor. You're an anti-Canadian traitor and a selfish fuck. You don't care about anyone else but yourself. There is no semblance of sanity or governance anywhere around that place. You don't even, you're a Liberal voter, I'm assuming, if you're being offended at what I'm saying. You don't even know or care where $200 billion that Catherine McKenna shoved up her coochie and walked out the door with. Are you even aware of that? Do you even care? Probably not. You're just going to go out there and and 1, 2, 3, 4 and yell about stuff and things. Well, you know what? We can't even help you with any of that because these people stole all the fucking money. And you think, oh, we'll just tax more of the white people and get more of their money, and then we'll get the money that way. Yeah, that's going to run out eventually. You can't hook in too many more parasitic cables into the power line because there's no more power left. Eventually, there's no more power left.
The Canadian people can only generate so much money, only so much work, only do so many things in the run of a day, a week, a month, a year. And if it all becomes the weight on top, eventually will just crush what's underneath it. How many people are we supposed to support? 10 million, 20 million, 40 million? We will never make it that far. We'll collapse well before then, and everybody with a brain knows that. So why is it that the people in charge of our country are deliberately adopting policies and taking decisions that will lead us to total ruin? And why are the people opposing them, not challenging them on any of it? Oh, Mark Carney plagiarized a work. Shut the fuck up, nerd! I don't give a shit about if he cheated in school 20 years ago. Where's my money? Where's the hundreds of billions of dollars? Why is there no justice for any of this? Why are there people being run off the road and killed every day? Why is it a crime spree all across the country? Why is there gang violence everywhere? Why are the Chinese in all of our institutions? Why is CSIS controlled by foreign enemies? Why? What the fuck is going on? And all of this, you have to say he may have plagiarized a fucking document 25, 35 years ago? What are you doing? More importantly, what are you gonna do when you lose? When everyone is looking down the barrel of, oh my God, it's over. We're actually gonna be totally fucked now. We're either gonna get absorbed by the United States, which is not good, or much worse. And you're just sitting there, well, you know, I promised them a rebate of a few hundred dollars. Just like the CCFR. Same thing I told them, I'll tell you. Even though you're not, nobody's listening, nobody cares, but you don't even know what the question is, so how can you answer it? You don't even know what the problem is. You won't tell the truth. Only it's an empire of lies. This whole thing is lies and bullshit and hypocrisy. And you ask any of the conservatives, they'll tell you that. Any of their, oh, the libs are all full of shit and they're fucking right. So how do you think you should defeat them? Oh, by being slightly also liberal adjacent, kind of, but with a few more Indians. No, you have to tell the truth, like radically. Extremely. Tell the truth. Not a little bit. You got stage 4 cancer. Like you need serious intervention. This is not the time to be playing it safe and making minor adjustments. We're well past that. You can't even tell the truth. How are you going to? They're playing a game of lies and manipulation, and you're going to try and halfway lie and manipulate, which you'll never be as good at it as them. And you can't tell the truth because you'll be called names. So you'll always lose. They'll always have more votes than you. They have millions more every year. They're importing them every day. You couldn't win in 21. You can't win now. You'll never win again. You will never win again. They'll say, well, it's democracy. And it's no, it isn't. Democracy is for the Canadian people. Most of the fucking people voting aren't Canadian. Half the people in our government aren't Canadian. They're not. Why are we allowing them to make decisions for us? I didn't agree to that. Did you? Did anyone? When was this discussion had? When did we agree on this? Before or after they tore down all the statues of these prime ministers and founding fathers and figures of our nation and our people that you like to quote so often, but strangely ignore their vision that was for the country, which did not include millions of Indians in direct flights from Amritsar or anywhere else. That was never the plan. They rule by fear and intimidation, and you don't have any courage, which is what is required to fight them and beat them. More importantly, you can fight them, but if you don't have the guts and you're not willing to go to the hard areas, you're not going to win. You have no chance of winning. You're just pretending. You're just taking up space. You're just playing around. You're just playing games.
So what are you going to tell everybody after the fact? They stole it. They rigged it. It's all, you know, what? Then what? Because people are going to say that. And they're going to believe that. So what are you going to do with millions of people who are under the very real possibility that they don't have a democracy, that they don't have any agency in their own country? And no matter how many people you get out to these rallies, doesn't matter how bad the governments are, it doesn't matter how many people come out and vote, how much money you shovel in there, you'll still lose. So then you're asking people to say, well, that's it. Just die then. You couldn't win the election, so that means Austin Metcalf. Humboldt Broncos. COVID-19 Part 2. World War 3. All the awful shit just keeps happening because the box checking thing didn't go the way that it was supposed to. So, oh well, I guess we just accept horrible outcomes. Because a bullshit casino game owned by foreigners and pumped full of foreign money and corruption said so. That is what I'm supposed to tell my children. That's like being on a plane that is hijacked by terrorists. And you're like, what did you do? Well, I complained to HR and they didn't answer the phone. And I was like, well, what else was I supposed to do? I called the airline customer service and I said, excuse me, I paid for a non-hijacked plane. And then they ripped the phone out of my hand and struck me with the pistol. They pistol whipped me with a gun. And I was like, that is, I am going to sue you for that. That is super illegal, big fella. I am going to get Rocco Galati and I'm going to sue you. Really? Is that what you're going to do? Tell me more. I'm fucking dead serious, guys. This was... They'll be able to do whatever they want. And what are you going to do about it? People are going to be asking this question. What do we do? What do we do now? I know what Alberta is going to say. Well, we're going to separate. We're going to 51st state. We're going to, we'll see about that. You ready to die? Because somebody will have to. There will have to be fighting over that. Is anybody willing to do that? I mean, you guys are more willing to put masks on your face and follow the arrows at the grocery stores and get your boosters. 95% of you got the booster shots and you weren't willing to risk unemployment. So I don't think you're going to risk death. I just don't believe it. I don't believe that fighting spirit exists in anybody anywhere. I don't think they're willing to push back or really stand their ground and say no. And if there is any violence, it's going to come from the state. It will be them attacking you like they did in Ottawa. Did anybody attack any? Nope. Didn't stop them from using violence on you, did it? Everybody's screaming and unarmed women being butt stroked and hit with guns and old seniors being trampled with horses didn't mean a fucking thing. They did it and they liked it. I posted the messages. Me. I didn't sell them to anybody. I didn't shop them around. I just, there you go, Canada. You want to see what's up? Think that contributed to anything? Yeah, it didn't buy me any friends with the RCMP, did it? I don't care. They don't think anything of it. They don't mind fucking you up. They'll kill you. They'll kill your kids. Whatever. They know nothing's going to happen. They don't have an answer. The Americans have one written right in the Constitution. It's like they expect you to just, well, we did it legally, right? Air quotes. It's done legally. They were immigrated legally. They figured out that if you do it legally, then everyone just throws up their hands and goes, well, what can you do? Legally. Putin's illegal invasion of Ukraine. Right. And what we did everywhere was legal for some reason. Right. Like this is all, these are all just words and noises. methods and ways to manipulate you to get you to act and behave a certain way. I tell you, it's legal. If you want to do something, but it feels wrong, it feels bad, it feels like we shouldn't do that. You shouldn't be allowed to do that. Yeah, but it's legal, though. It's like a spell has been cast, and now something we all agree shouldn't be happening, we have to let it happen because someone said it's written on a piece of paper somewhere. Okay, cool. You know, slavery used to be legal, though, too, didn't it? That was the law. You could buy human beings and make them work for you. You could whip them and beat them and all that. That legal. It was legal. So maybe something being legal and written down on a piece of paper is not the be-all, end-all deciding factor in whether we should obey or follow that directive. Well, I've been saying the last 6 years, doing that has had the very destructive effect on our lives, our families, our communities, our society, and our country. Instead of worrying about what the rules say all the time, what's legal, what you're allowed to do, what you're supposed to do, what you actually technically, bro, it says here in the... Who are these people making these rules and who are these people enforcing them? Is that more important? What's more important than what is written on these pieces of paper is who wrote them there and who is telling you that you must listen to it. Maybe they'll make mRNA vaccines the law. You have to. Like your what's the round of shots they give to infants when they're born? Oh, you have to. It's the law. It's legal legally, bro. It's legally, if you're, there was a father in BC, it was a minor, 13-year-old or 40, wanted to transition and get genital mutilation surgery and all this kind of stuff, and legally, the father has no standing because the state said so. Oh, well then, Bonnie Henry is now God, and that father has no jurisdiction or say over his own son. Legally. You see where I'm going with this? Anything can be made legal or illegal. It's all really just determined. What it means is the current ruling governing class has said that's not allowed, that is allowed. Doesn't mean it's right, doesn't mean it's wrong, doesn't mean anything. It just means that's what it wants and that's what it's going to do. And everybody's always, they're fumbling over pages of this and what does that word mean and who wrote this and is this law and that law? And I just put all that down. Look across the table at the kind of person who handed it to you. Did you notice that it's the devil? Does that change anything at all for you? If the worst people alive are the ones insisting this is how it is, instead of fussing over the contents of the brochure of horror that you're looking at, what's the energy and spirit behind it? Where is this coming from? Are they really doing their best? Are they really looking out? They're trying their best. They're just good people. Are they? Or are they stealing hundreds of billions of dollars and killing us for their own career ambitions? They're selfish. They're not going to stop. They're never going to stop. And if we don't stop them... I mean, we've had a lot of warnings, you know. I don't think it could be too much more obvious how bad these guys are. I mean, guys, Epstein Island is a household thing. The P. Diddy story is out. Live streamed genocide of Palestine. Total bullshit nonsense war in Ukraine. The evidence is everywhere. They don't care about life. They're anti-life. They're pro-money and things. And they're pro-death. They're the devil. They're evil.
naked flee when no one pursueth. They want to take me out because I don't like evil shit. I don't like killing children and magic book prophecy that sacrifices people we love to burn to death or jump to their death or be blown to bits. It's not a good enough explanation for me. You don't get to torture our families and communities and get away with, oh, we're just going to have an election now. All right, we'll see about that. Yeah, go ahead. Prove to everybody how wrong I am by killing me. That'll show them. Show them something. I have no regrets whatsoever. Because I'm not the one that's pro-mass murder. And neither are you, fine people. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Take care of each other and try to find something to improve. Something to work on. Something to work towards. Sitting still is getting ready to die. You can take a break, but you can't stop. Six Impetratus, Papatria! See you on the beach. No, that's not what I meant, Phil. No, I don't want to see you compete. No, it's not that we have a bad devil. We don't need a better one. No, you're not listening to me. Stop snorting that. You're just talking over me. You're not even listening to me. You're nodding your head like you're listening, but you're not listening. We do not need no, there's no competition. Don't put that cape on. Don't, now he's got a bow tie and a monocle. Is this your devil costume? Don't, Phil, no! Don't play, he's playing the music now. Please don't. Because I know you would be good at it. You are good at it. You're already kind of fucked up. You do evil shit all the time because you think it's funny. And it is kind of funny, but it's also really disturbing. There doesn't, like, Phil... Yes, I will honor the deal. Yes. You can have all of South America as a prison continent to run it as you see fit. There's jungles, there's heat, there's all the cocaine. You can have it all. Just leave the rest of the world alone, and we'll ship all the pieces of shit. Yes, please don't go. I promise. I know you're getting impatient. How much were those shoes? Where did you get all this? Is that a Bentley? Who's driving that? Kevin! Don't you drive him in it! Kevin, no! Philip, get back here! Don't you get it? He's driving away in a... I'm calling my lawyer! I was never here! I'm calling right now! Whatever they're doing, it's going to be bad.